Blog Talk Radio.
Link on here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you doing? We're here tonight for 2 hours of nothing but readings. We got Dee, she's in a complicated mood, and she's trying to get the switchboard working. So as soon as we get that going up, we'll be taking calls. So why don't you get your calls in there, and so when we get this all figured out, you'll be sitting waiting. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, we're going to sit here and thank our sponsor, Richard. I have his name too, Richard Perlanga. He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out. It's a really cool thing. It's our sponsor for the show, and he's a really cool guy. And I guess he developed the body wash that he has here on the site to actually work with you spiritually, which actually enhances you in a spiritual sense with the body wash that you use. So go check it out at DivineBodyWash.com. And he says for each listener who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. For people who donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So give that a check out too. And also the situation, we'll get the information out there. So if you ever want to sit down and get a private reading from me, we'll also throw out some D stuff here too. And
that's what I needed to do.
Okay.
The switchboard is up.
Okay, let me get the information out there and we'll get right to it. And so I was sitting there going, okay, the information to call me for a private reading is 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And just leave your information, and we'll get back with you as quick as possible. Or like I said before, give us a call on the number, 740-601-9835. Also, we're looking for more sponsorship, too, as well. So if you want to throw in there and help us out, it'd be great. Just give us a call at the number, 740-601-9835, or contact us through the website with your information. And we'll get back with you, and we'll sit down and go over the whole thing very quickly and very nicely. And I'm sure we can come up to some kind of arrangement. Maybe you want to do something like Richard's doing, where he's actually sponsoring the show, but also getting some exposure for his site, too, as well. So give us a call at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And because we do, for the month of March, until I actually depart from here, we have rates going on for people who call into the show where you can get a 60-minute session for $33.33. You can get a 40-minute session for $22.22, or you can get a 20-minute session for $11.11. You can also get a smaller session for $9.99. Also, we have 90-minute to 2-hour sessions for $77.77. So we also do parties, group sessions. We can also do Skype, VI Skype, to also do your parties too, where we can actually have, you know, I think 10 to 20 people can actually call on Skype. We can all sit there and do another little sessions with all 10 to 20 of you. And those and call us for the details on those specials too for people who call in the show. So this is Gino and Dee. Let's give your information out to everybody out there so they can contact you too as well.
Right. My email address is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. And if anybody wants to call me, my phone number is 207-374-5072. I'm doing my readings for love donations, and I accept PayPal.
No, somebody was looking for their phone.
So if anybody's interested, my rate, you know, we'll work something out within your budget. I would say for a good email reading, we'll say $20 donation is my, you know, it's recommended, but like I said, I'll work within your budget. For an hour's worth of my time over the phone. When I was doing online before, I was $1 a minute, so that worked out to $60 for an hour, and I think that's probably quite reasonable. But like I said before, I can work within your budget because I understand how it is with some people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't have money, and they need a reading. And Donnie, we have somebody on the line.
All I say is that I can do certain things too with people out there who would like to trade out for readings and that kind of stuff. Except I don't take chickens. Okay? That's the only request I have, no chickens. Because I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I was like, I had some people actually working for me when I had some when I was doing my website, that someone actually contributed to the wording on that and everything like that too. And like the idea of trading out readings and stuff, say like you are somebody who would, you know, any kind of thing would work, you know. So you never know. So just put it out there. One time I want to get a massage, and I need somebody, and they say, well, I'll give you a massage if you do one of the 7-card angel readings for me. Okay, no problem. So we did.
Good way to do it. I've had people burn me a couple of CDs. Somebody burned me 2 CDs at one time that I wanted.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. So, you know, it's one of those things to put it out there. I always tell people if you go to the website and you see the prices, those are the prices. Those are my regular prices. But, you know, when it comes to people calling the show and that kind of stuff, we like to give them a little, you know, give them a little break and that kind of thing. And like you said before, we do work with people who called us and say, well, this is my budget and this is what I can do. No problem. Let's sit down and talk about it.
Exactly. We do have someone on the line. From area code 631.
Area code what?
631.
631. Okay, put them on.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 631. How are you tonight? What's your name?
I'm doing well. My name is Sandra.
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
I was waiting for you to call because I actually heard that name. I actually heard that name last night.
Last night?
Yeah, I was actually getting a reading from somebody, and they picked up on Sandra. So it was kind of funny when I used to work in my shop in Colorado. The angels used to give me names at the beginning of the day. I figured it out finally that name was the last person I would do a reading with, and it was time to go home. And sure enough, that's the way it always works.
You know what? I think I tried calling your show last night.
There you go. Connections are happening all the time, so therefore you finally came through. So that connection was definitely meant to happen. So, Sandra,
yeah.
Where are you calling from? 631. 631.
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, New York. So Tennessee's area code. Okay. Actually, what
no.
I'm doing right here, I'm going to look up your area code, 631 in my angel book of numbers.
631. Yeah, I wonder what that comes out to.
Let's see what 361 is. It's almost like, you know, drum roll, please. 631.
Ta-da!
Okay, it says, yeah, the Ascended Masters asked you to stay positive about the situation as your thoughts are influencing the outcome. Trust that the Ascended Masters have heard and answered your prayers because they have. You have nothing to worry about because the Ascended Masters are taking care of the situation. Give any worries or cares to the angels and Ascended Masters who are with you right now. So, how's that ring true to you?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I could certainly think of, everyone has some situation that they worry about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I could certainly apply that.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually I found that when you read the numbers out of the book itself, it's usually a present situation that's pretty much on your mind of certain things that are going on. I used to sit there, and my fun thing I used to do, when I had my second shop, I would sit at the door, and whatever numbers I could see by just sitting in that door that would just cross my path without me doing anything about it, I would look them up on the book, and they always seemed to have they always seemed to really go along with just what was going on that day. Like if I was having any kind of worries, they would sit there and say, "Don't have any worries, money's coming." I'm like, "Oh, that's just really creepy."
Well, did the money come?
Oh yeah, it was like one of those things where I would sit there and I'd be kind of worried and kind of ticked off because nothing was happening, and they were trying to point things out to me to enjoy each moment. It didn't have to be filled with some kind of reading or something. It was the ideal of what we do is the ideal to help us actually to embrace life more, not to sit there and focus on just one thing, but to have balance with our lives. So as soon as I saw or started seeing these things, they started making me realize, like, for example, this was a hard example, but this is the way it happened to me, where when I got my first apartment, my friend had basically forced me into this situation, but I got this apartment. I said, well, I tried to do it anyway. And I put myself in a situation where I felt like I bit off more than I could chew because I wasn't ready for it. I knew I wasn't. But, you know, it was one of those decisions. And I basically sit in this apartment, and I tried to do what I could do, you know, with what I had. But I didn't eat for 4 days because no money was, you know, nothing was happening. And I was sitting there going, you know, this is one of those things where I was worried. So they were sitting there, and the angels came through and said, so what's the one thing you've been wanting to do? And I was like, what's that mean? And I said, they go, well, you've been wanting to fast for a while, but you never really had the motivation to do it. Well, you just fasted for 4 days. So how do you feel? So it was like pointing out to me to always find the positive in each and every situation. And then it seemed like once I did that and realized that, and I started focusing on doing more work to enhance my gifts, which that's exactly what I just did in 4 days. I really cleared a lot of toxins out of my system. So it was kind of funny that after I did that and come to that realization, I was like, if we just could, you know, someone doesn't have to call me up and give me cash for readings. I'm open for just the idea of doing the service, just sitting down and working with somebody. And I had a friend of mine I hadn't heard from Washington State, who said that she knew that she owed me money. And I said, yeah, you do. But you've always been so nice, and I said, don't worry about it. And she's like, no, I've called you for a solution. I have a credit card, and I wonder if I could actually send you some food. And I was like, that is so crazy. She actually called at Pizza Place, and she, you know, she tallied up like, okay, you did a $30 reading for me. And she actually sent me $30 worth of food from the Pizza Place. And it was kind of creepy because it was, I shouldn't say creepy, but it was just so... When you let down your guard and stop worrying about the situation and realizing you're focusing too much on the problem, the solution seems to come through very quickly. And that's what happened. From that point on, it was just like things opened up where I was just really motivated to actually say, okay, today we're going to be happy and we're going to focus on what we're going to do. So I would get up every morning and leave. Even if I didn't have a place to go, I would just, you know, if something scheduled that day, it was just going out and checking things out and realizing every time I walked out that freaking door, some kind of miracle or some kind of craziness would happen where it was just like, ooh, glad to be alive, and I was glad I got out and did what I did, and I found certain things and people and situations. And just like that one, people call me up and they go, I don't want to give you my credit card number because I don't feel comfortable to do that, but I'll send you something. And they would, in less than a week, I got tired of pizza, you know. Because people were just sending me pizza, they were sending me all kinds of stuff, and finally we got an agreement with Safeway, where Safeway said if the person calls in and pays for it, all you got to do is show up and tell us what you want, and you're out the door. And I was like, a lot of things are opening up, okay? And then a friend of mine said, well, how come you didn't pay the rent? You know, I said, you know, that's one thing I forgot to do. I wasn't really focusing on that. I was focusing so many things on it, I kind of forgot that part. And things kind of fell apart on that situation. But there was always something behind it. So I was kind of wondering if it was just orchestrated just that way to take me where I really needed to be at. Because as soon as I walked away from that situation and the person who actually pushed me into the situation, that's when the door really opened up. I actually ended up living where I lived at. And actually things became a whole lot easier for me. And the financial and the prosperity, that was another door that opened up too. It was just the idea of clearing up the situation and people. to realize the reason that they were falling to the wayside is because of favor being happy. These people was not really contributing to that. They were more dead bent on doing more of destructing that situation of saying, well, since I'm unhappy, I'm going to pull you down with me. And it was the idea of letting go of that person. So we sit there. So it was, we just opened up a lot of things.
You still live in that same apartment?
No. I actually walked away from there. This one lady would help me out all the time. She would give me stuff. And I'm a person, if you give me something, I usually give you back more. So she would give me a cup of sugar, and I would go buy her a pound of sugar.
Aww.
One time she actually brought it back, and she's like, I don't want the sugar, I want the rent. You know? So I was like, okay, but you can, the sugar's yours. Don't ruin my karma. And
well,
I would tell
can I answer
that,
you a specific question?
Sure you can. Go right ahead.
That's all right.
Oh, no. You can ask questions. You guys, you know, go, you called in and you asked some questions. I just have a tendency to tell you what comes to my mind, and I just put it out there for you.
Well, no, I appreciate that, for sure.
And I
enjoyed the story.
Well, go ahead and you ask a question.
My question was really about love. If you saw some, you know, a romantic partner coming into my life.
You know, the thing I see the most is almost like a finalized yes. Finally, it's going to happen this year. Where it's like almost like you've maybe subconsciously or some way you've made a declaration to yourself that you want to do this. And I feel
that is true.
And I feel like 6 months into this year, you will. Because I would sit there and say that my angel card, the one thing I pull up is the ideal new beginnings. But new beginnings starts by taking back your power, which means your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life instead of allow. What that means to me is when I focus and see that is the ideal of a lot of us have a tendency to do it the way the world thinks we should do it, which means like dating and that kind of stuff. You know, like, for example, you meet somebody and you give a phone number or get a phone number, and there's all these stupid human ways of saying, well, you got to wait 2 days before you call them back. And like, what they're saying is take back your power and say no. Listen to your intuition. Your intuition will get things moving a whole lot quicker and that kind of stuff. Because I've actually talked to some people lately, it drives me freaking up the walls, where everybody's like standing back waiting for the other person to do something. And I say, be bold. Go after what you want. And, you know, someone asked me this. Maybe it was the idea me and Dee was talking where she said she had a friend of hers that said that a guy doesn't like women who like a woman who pursues him. And I said, really? I guess I'm not that
Is
person.
Is that true?
No, I love being pursued.
I don't think so.
I love being pursued, and it's one of those things that I think when, and the idea, because realistically, if you look at the situation of one person pursuing you, the pursuing becomes mutual if it's supposed to be that way, and it happens a whole lot quicker because the spontaneity is back in the relationship. That's where it should be.
Sure.
Making decisions accordingly and having fun. But I say 6 months into this year, I keep getting this June. It keeps popping in my head like it's almost like the month. And then I get probably toward the end of the month. But it's not that far away because they're also instructing with the situation of taking back your power. It's the idea of working on you. You know, when you sit there and work within yourself, it's to realize that this person you've been calling in, as in calling your soulmate, is more likely connected to you way before the initial meeting happens. So when you do work on yourself, it changes the pattern, it changes the timing. It's also in the process of working on yourself, you let down the resistance to let it happen. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have resistance. I want it now. I said, you better go inside yourself and make sure about that because when you meet that person, you ever see any people get together and go, they step back when they meet that person and go, I don't know about this. They wasn't ready. They could have been if they would have taken the time to actually work on themselves.
Yeah.
Do a chakra clearing. Or do like me and April was doing last night when we was doing the chakra chantings, where you can actually do that anywhere you want. You can do it on your breath.
I do work on my chakras pretty much. I do a little meditation with like Doreen mm-hmm. Virtue tape. And,
which book? Chakra clearing?
I don't know. I guess it's a clearing. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great book.
No, it's an actual tape, so I listen to it in the morning. It's like a DVD.
Okay. I'm just saying, I have this book by Doreen Virtue. It's called Chakra Clearing, and it actually has two meditations in it for clearing your chakras in the morning and clearing your chakras at night, which actually enables you to be open for the day, and then the chakra clearing at night actually helps you cleanse your chakras.
It's the same time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, when you listen to the CD, what a lot of people don't realize, if you don't read the book itself, if the meditation of the book is the same on the CD, except for one exception. It actually goes over the ear chakras and the book. On the CD, it doesn't. And everybody's like, okay.
What do you mean, go over them?
Well, there's one of the things where people have this thing going back and forth where some people believe in the ear chakras, but there's some people who don't acknowledge the ear chakras. So what she did was she did the CD, so it covers everything except the ear chakras. Very
And what
very
do they
detailed.
Call the ear?
The ear chakras.
I've never heard of them. Yeah.
Yes, and if you have the book, the chakra clearing book by Doreen Virtue, it's got the same meditation in there, except where she includes the ear chakras in there. And I know when I started doing those, I'm clairaudient. Besides all the other things I do, so I want to make sure all those things are clear. So I have a tendency to do that one.
Okay.
And what I did was, people have a tendency to do meditations and chakra clearings and that kind of stuff, and they have a tendency to do the same routine over and over again, and then they kind of go, I don't know. It's okay to go out and find something totally different. In the book itself, it's got like 8 different meditations for chakra clearing and color connections and that kind of thing. But what I do is I get the meditations out of the book, excuse me, and I'll get this, I have some of these things called HemiSync CDs, where it's got little tones underneath the music that actually enables both. It actually, the tone of the music that you can hear, it's like it's got orchestra music and it's got spiritual music, but underneath them it's got a nice tone that when the brain hears that, it helps both hemispheres work together, which gives you intense concentration and focus. And I've noticed my readings are a whole lot better when I have the music on and that kind of stuff. But I started doing the meditations like that, where I would find different musics and still do the same meditation, but just use different music. And it was amazing some of the openness that I came up with, because sometimes you got to watch it. If you overdo it, you will get very sensitive to the point where you might actually even jump when a piece of paper hits the ground. So,
how do you open yourself up to being able to receive messages?
A lot of times I sit and focus on Archangel Michael for protection. So therefore,
yeah.
I open myself up very clear, like I have Archangel Michael stand by my side and make sure that it's nothing but God's messages, the angels' messages that are coming through. Because a lot of people ask the same thing. Because my friend, she's like, I got all these spirits bugging me and that kind of stuff. And I said, also with the same situation, I've noticed that she has a hard time setting boundaries with people that are living. And it's amazing that she also has spirits do the same thing to her. They don't respect her boundaries.
Yeah.
So,
that is interesting.
Yeah, so what I do is I told a friend of mine, I said, if you saw what was around me, which is like circles of angels and archangels and my guides and stuff, and then you'll see that things will come through, but they are protecting me all the time, allowing only certain things to come through. And then, like when we're talking, you ask me a question about your mother or someone who's passed over and that kind of stuff, that message will come through, but nothing else. And then when I'm out in the world, you also have to find the strength within it too. See, if you're going to sit there, like I have a friend of mine who says, I don't like being this way, almost like it's a curse and that kind of stuff. I said, well, at that moment, you haven't found the strength within what you have. You're an empath. So find the strength within it. And when you start finding the strength, you don't find these things violating your boundaries and trying to push themselves through. You just don't.
Right.
Because she asked me the same thing. She goes, don't you have problems with this? I said, no, I don't. And I was trying to tell her.
How do you think that I could go about trying to open myself up more?
Hold on for a minute. I was talking to April, and she said she was picking up on your spirit guide. It was a white man with a white robe, long brown hair, light brown hair. I almost want to sit there and say, I kind of get a name, too. I keep getting Roberto. And usually when your guides come to the surface, it's for you in the midst of your...
It's for me in the what?
Excuse me.
I didn't hear that last portion. It's usually when your guides...
Yeah, when we start getting information about your guides, it's for you within your meditation to connect with them. So the next time you meditate... to open up and, you know, Because it's been said that you have five guides, and then you have a main guide. And most
is
of the time,
everybody or just me?
Well, from all the studying that I've done, we all have at least five guides. We always have one to go to. On that one,
so
that was something.
So Roberta would be my main guide.
You know, on that one, I get yes.
Okay,
I agree with that.
Her guide is the one who talks to her about meditation and I can't even say the word. Holistic living, yeah.
And holistic living?
Yeah, this is when it talks to you about those subjects. So it's like when I started seeing him, I would see him whispering in your left ear. Let me take a drink on that one.
I don't know. We have not comment on that.
That's all water. It's all good.
You're no fun.
No, that's the problem. I told a friend of mine the reason I don't drink because I'm actually too much fun.
You're too much fun when you drink?
Oh, really? Should I really tell her that?
Well, you just did.
No. I was sitting there talking to April. She was giving me a message. We have this telepathic thing going on.
Who's April?
April is the one that she's in. Well, it depends on how she wants to look at it. She's a friend of mine. She's a girl. And in the last couple of weeks, we got really close, and we've worked on the show like the last couple of nights and stuff.
Okay.
Do you have any
Do I have any messages for you about April? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna have to talk to my guide about that. Now that I know his name, I will speak to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think when you meditate, you're probably gonna find if you ask him or if you ask your other guides to come forward so that you know who they are, that they will.
Sometimes I hear you know, people saying hello to me, and I'm a very, very active dreamer.
Right.
I've been told that I'm a medium, but I'm not really sure about that. I could be.
Right.
So,
okay.
But I've always had, like, interesting experiences. But I do try to meditate. At least, you know, once a day. And I'm always trying to look for their names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or trying to connect.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to realize that. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for a very long time, and it wasn't until maybe last year that I kept on seeing Sally everywhere, and it's kind of coming up.
And is that your guide's name, Sally?
Yeah, Sally. Yeah, that's what I was thinking up. I was Sally, and I was like, well, okay, Sally. And I was like, come on, seeing this girl with nice golden hair, and it was like almost like an angelic kind of person. And it just seemed like it makes perfect sense with some of the things that I do in the idea of relationships. So looking at the other side, trying to walk, you know, because there's a person say, are you right? You know, what was that one? Some people sit there and say, are you gay? I'm like, no. I said, it's not. Is there anything wrong with people being sensitive to people's feelings and actually wanting to do everything you can in the midst of a relationship?
No.
Looking from the person's point of view. So I was like, to have a spirit guide as, you know, the female looking at those sides made perfect sense. But it was one, like I said before, it was like, there's a lot of people, if you do a lot of reading about a lot of well-known psychics and stuff, a lot of them didn't really, you know, some of them have actually had one guide with them their whole lives that they've always communicated with, but they didn't really see that person until much later, and sometimes it's only like a every once in a while encounter. I mean, Sylvia Brown says that her spirit guide says the idea of seeing each other is just that, you know, sometimes we have that thing within ourselves where we just need the acknowledgement, and then that's what you get. I do exist, poof, and then they're gone. Something simple as that, because, you know, I was doing readings for people myself, and they always want to ask crazy questions just to test you, like, you know, what do I do for a living? And my angels will say, or my guides will sit there and say, well, who cares? You know what you do for a living. What you really want to do is you want to know where you're going to move that business. And that guy looked at me like, That's exactly what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about moving my business, and I need some insights on the whole thing. I said, exactly. That's what's important, because I'm not getting the information about what you do. It's like when a girl calls you up and says, what color panties am I wearing? And my angels will go,
oh, no. Who says
know?
That to you?
Yeah, they said, don't you know that? And they go, you know, if you don't know what, angels are kind of funny too. They'll say, if you don't know what kind of panties you're wearing, you've been drinking too much. So, you know, things like that. So, you know, it's easy to bring it back, but they've also given me the backbone to actually speak my mind a whole lot more when I was younger. That I told people, and I used to talk in front of people. I do these things of working with people all the time, but when I was younger, you couldn't get me to stand in front of two people. I would sit there and sweat. I mean, I could not do this talking in front of people. So then, you know, we finally, you know, it's amazing when you get in this kind of work and that kind of stuff, that when people walk in your shop, you used to be kind of timid when you used to be in certain areas, right? People say things, and you go, okay, maybe you're right. But this time, a lady walked in my shop, and she's like, $25 for 15 minutes. I said, yeah, and she goes, I don't think it's worth it. And I said, I do, and I'll tell you why. And I went right into the spill. And then we used to get attacked a lot by the church behind us, where people would come in there, and they want these debates. And I would just sit there and be very calm and say, I think it's one of those things that I'm not going to sit here and debate you, but I will tell you my passions. And all I want you to do is respect that, because I respect where you're coming from, too. Because just because you're on a different path does not mean it's wrong or right.
Right.
You know, it's that person's perceptions and where they're at in their lives at that moment. You know, when we come back and we come back on this earth and we start going through our little things, we've got a little agenda to do. So that's why I've always felt in the Bible it says, you know, don't judge anybody, because you don't know why they're there.
That's
so
true.
That's what we do. Respect.
But that doesn't always happen in religions.
Yeah, there's just so many things going on. But if you actually, so, you know, sometimes with like in this town is like, okay, you have a church with a green steeple.
What town are you in?
I'm going to make my own church because I want a red steeple and things like that. I live in a town in Ohio called Circleville.
Okay.
And it was kind of funny that...
Circleville,
yes.
I guess I was supposed to get that joke. I'm sorry.
No. Our joke here is that I went to the museum here one time, and I was telling people, this town is weird. And I say, why? Because they celebrate on how they created this little town. They actually built this town over an ancient Indian mound. There was a monument. There was a monument here at one time in a circle, and that's how they built the town. They used that as a model and built over top of it. I'm sitting there going, that explains a lot of what's going on in this town.
It sure does.
And I was sitting there telling everybody, you know, we have all these things, and this town is just so unbalanced. And I've never seen a town as small as this has so many insurance companies.
So many insurance companies?
Yes. I was telling my friend, I said, let's look at insurance companies and look at the idea of how that's the opposite side of spiritual lifestyle. And they go, well, how's that? I said, well, look at it. They're basically feeding in the fear of what could happen in a negative way.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I said, back in the day, back in the 20s, it was actually called extortion. And everybody's like, you know something? That makes sense, because they're saying, you give me some money, so it's, you know, so if something bad happens, you're covered. But back in the day, it was give me some money before something bad does happen, which usually they were the one that inflicted that.
Mm. Interesting. Can I ask you a question? What is your sign?
I used to tell people it's actually stop, proceed with caution. but
okay,
but
that's funny.
And they all ran away.
No, they were saying I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus? What's your rising?
My rising is Capricorn.
Okay. And your moon?
Virgo.
Okay.
I'm triple Earth.
Interesting.
Yeah, I actually
triple
have
Earth,
the last...
Okay.
My birthday is April 26th,
19... Alright, I would have thought you were a Gemini.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm older than you.
Yeah, but you know, when you look at the situation, what you see when you look in the mirror. the day I was like, I look in the mirror and I said, okay, we're going to color my hair. I like a different color. Let's see. I don't like snow on top of the roof. Anyway.
Snow on top of the roof. It happens to the best of us. But you can color your hair.
That's true, too. I was sitting there looking at the situation and trying to, and maybe there was one guy who was actually, this is a book I just can't find at this time because maybe it's on the top shelf and I can't reach it. But there's a book out there called the Ancient Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. And it actually has six exercises in there in the book itself, which it actually basically tells you that the fountain of youth that everybody's looking for is within you and the idea of balancing out your chakras. It says as we get older, the upper chakras have a tendency to slow down. Okay? So that's what we always have, a tendency, like with males, and sometimes with females, too. It's one of those things I've experienced, that they have a tendency, the energy kind of goes down further into their lower chakras, whereas people have a tendency to get more sexual, they get more worried about their finances, they feel a little more and disempowered, you know, which is those lower three chakras. The root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, which the solar plexus is in charge of power and control.
And this happens to you as you get older?
Yes, your energy would go down.
I would think it would become less, you know, in the sun.
Right. So what they're trying to do is what they do, and it depends on the individual, too, because a lot of people have a tendency that they've been working on these things too, so therefore they've already had that balance with themselves, or they still exercise, or they still do all the physical things they've always done, that they don't focus on those things, but some people do. So what the exercises are for is to get people to really speed up the chakras, the upper chakras, which actually has a lot to do with aging. So they have this exercise where you actually take the energy and you push it, you're actually pushing it back up into the other chakras. Because it's just an imbalance. We don't realize you have to balance the chakras themselves, but you also have to balance the chakras so they all work together. As we, you know, you've heard this thing where we talk about balance within our lives. It's the idea of balance between the physical and the spiritual, which is your chakras, your physical body, your aura. Sometimes the idea of looking at the aura. The aura is actually an extension of the soul. Like we have the spirit within ourselves that actually
it doesn't make sense for the sexuality part to be there more when you're older, because I mean, just as we get older, we become less focused on sexuality. I mean, our bodies, you know, our hormones are changing and they're different and they're slowing down, so there's not that same focus on that.
That's true, but in some senses, a lot of us are still having certain, we still have a tendency to have certain diets and certain activities. It's been said that people who work out are always stimulating their chakras, and it's really good for them too. That they're always stimulating those things. That's why they don't look their age; they look younger because they're constantly stimulating those chakras. So some people don't have it, but this one guy took this and he went to Tibet, I think it was. He found these exercises and he started doing those. Now the first five are just basically things you do in the morning to actually just balance out the chakras and working with yourself and that kind of stuff. And they're really simple exercises. And then the sixth one was put in there as for people who do have that, because there are some people who do have a tendency, because they keep themselves so healthy, that sometimes the energy may settle down in each region. Well, that was a hard thing to say, wasn't it? Anyway,
yeah.
It's just one of those things, checking out the book, read it. That's why I'm saying I wish I could find the freaking book so I could actually get some more in-depth in the whole thing. But it was basically saying, just, you know, start doing these exercises. But it also says in the book that on the sixth exercise, you don't have to do that exercise if it's something that's not affecting you, where you feel over-sexual, where you need to balance that out. So it was one of those interesting things. So we put them in there and that kind of stuff. But, you know, today, that's why we have so much a difference in people's appearances, because, you know, a lot of people they're taking more into what's going on with themselves and that kind of stuff. Which it makes sense to me, because I was telling a friend of mine, it says in the Bible that your body is a temple, so therefore you should treat it as such. So the more you keep maintenance on the whole thing, it's amazing how some people actually treat their cars better than they treat themselves. Their houses, their cars. Yes. So once they start...
Yeah, that's true.
So they start doing these things. But, you know, the one thing I was going to look at these cards, too, for you. I was going to put... I always tell people, when we do the private sessions, we do 7-card and 5-card sessions, which usually take between 20 to 40 to 60 minutes. here on the show, when we do readings real quick, I like to do these three card pyramid spreads. And that's what I was doing with you. I was focusing on the thing that, because I couldn't pick up on June, toward the end of June. I was also picking up on some things where I almost got the impression, too, that the way the description came across about your spirit guide, there was going to be some kind of resemblance there.
Between my spirit guide and the man I'm going to meet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because I keep getting the person that you meet in June, I keep getting as a, might come off as a person who you would see as what do you call it? He's very masculine, very firm when he holds you. But he's also
okay.
Like a spirit guide in the process of actually being, like when people meet each other, I've noticed that they're very open with each other. Like you have a spontaneous way of saying, well, a person will be like a teacher, and then you're just automatically open to that person to ask the questions, you know? I have a question, or what does that mean? And you kind of compliment each other, where it's a back and forth thing, where he'll be the teacher for a while and you're the student, and then vice versa, you're the teacher and he's the student.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like good chemistry.
Yeah, so like I said, he comes off as a soulmate, but he's definitely a twin flame. And it's definitely something that's going to be on the same page. I also get the impression you guys are really going to make a big impact on the spiritual community itself. It's something you're going to create within both you coming together.
Ah, interesting.
I also get a retreat for kids.
That's interesting.
Upper New York. Which actually people always think about New York. They always think about the nice, nasty city. They don't realize that New York State actually has a lot of good forest, and I think there's actually some mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very beautiful state. You know, people don't think it. It's almost like the East Coast version of Washington State. So.
Oh, I mean, it's huge. If you go all the way up to, like, the Adirondacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the Finger Lakes? That popped into my head.
I keep getting Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo, yeah.
I don't know why, but the Finger Lakes came into my head, and I can't remember where they are.
They're in New York.
Yeah,
the Hudson Valley is really nice as well, too.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's where you're supposed to be. I don't know why, but what popped into my head was Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes, okay. And a retreat for kids. That's interesting.
Well, it's one of those things, when you meet this person, it's almost locking into a computer with, you know, you got all those little pieces you lock into, and also it downloads all this information. It's the same thing of connecting with this person as well.
I was kind of hoping to live in Tribeca.
Where's that?
New York City. It's like a section downtown.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, like we said, you know, sometimes
but,
when it comes to
streets
and stuff like that, there's... Well, I'm just saying, when you look at things like that, those could be like things that happen 6 months out of the year. But the rest of the year is also open to as well, where you just feel like there's a lot of things you're going to be doing. So don't be surprised if you, that you know, all those things, when it falls into wishes and dreams and those kind of things, the process of meeting that person could be the last piece of the puzzle where everything falls into place and all the things you've been focusing on still do happen. Because I get the impression of things really falling into place very quickly for you. But it also talks about, Archangel Raphael talks about healthy lifestyle. So it's like re-examining
talks about what?
Things there. Healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Talks about re-examining your diet. You need to sleep. You need to focus on, almost like it comes to me as if you do exercise. They're just like a restructure on the whole thing of what you need to do with some physical fitness, because it actually opens you up very clearly that when you get that energy going, you start getting a lot of thoughts and ideals, where it actually almost like go outside, take a nice walk, clear your mind, and all of a sudden you start getting all these thoughts and ideals. And then it talks about patience. See, sometimes we start talking about this a couple times where we're talking about patience. That the reason I keep saying working on patience, people say, well, I got enough patience. Well, it's the idea of realizing that each situation, either you have more or less patience. In some situations, you don't need to really even think about patience. It just happens. And that's what they're saying here. Your dreams are going to start blooming very more rapidly than you realize. But still, they need nurturing and patience, and so do you. where you work with yourself, and it's talking about overcoming difficulties. The worst is behind you. Last year is gone. Woohoo! Thank you.
I got beat up last year.
Right.
I had a tough relationship with somebody back in 2010 that just beat the hell out of me.
Wow.
Ooh.
And it's saying this is the word cognizance. I feel like I just sneezed. This is one about pay attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you as they are answered prayers. So you look at the situation, the things you're talking about, it's almost like a confirmation that those things can still happen, and they still will. So it's like, you know, like I was telling a friend of mine, sometimes we have to open and think outside the box. You know, like we're sitting there going, okay, I would like to work in Florida 6 months out of the year, and I would like to live in Colorado. Well, sometimes our logical mind will kick in and say, well, you know, you can do one or the other. But, you know, but see, what we're doing is we want to live prosperous lives. We want to live those $100,000 a year lives or $1 million years. But we don't realize we also have to expand our imagination to actually fit that so we can actually manifest those things in there. Because I've seen so many people who win the lottery but still think on a $25,000 income when they don't realize they don't have that income no more. So when you go buy a car, you don't have to pay payments for it. You don't have to do what you want to do. It's the ideal. You're in a situation now that you can actually ask for what you want. So that's what they're saying. You know, look at the situation. Pay attention to what's going on. And then look at things and go, okay, you can have a house in Florida, and you can have a house in Colorado, and you can have a house in Europe. It's just one of those things that open your mind up and say, yeah, you're right, I can. So it's the ideal of sitting there thinking, like I have an affirmation that I use where it says, my income far exceeds my wants, needs, and desires. But I also have to do the work and step out of that box that I was doing that and say, okay, and actually say, what do you want? Now, take off the restrictions, take off the limitations, and put it out there and say, this is what I want. If I'm going to sit here and say my income far exceeds my wants, needs, and desires, then I don't need to worry about the phone bill, because basically it's a trap. I'm actually focusing on the lack of limitations, like it's not going to happen. Or if I have a customer, you know, last week we made lots of money. Oh, shoot, we're going to do the same thing this week. See, I'm feeding into lack of limitations. So it's like, take yourself out of that situation. Don't do that anymore. But every part of your life. And success means, that's what it means. Success means you're going to have success in every part of your life. So that's where the patience is going to come in. You sit there and say, okay, first of all, we have to sit there and say, yes, you do deserve it. You know, the idea of what you're attracting is what you are attracting. So, of course, you deserve it, or it wouldn't be coming to you. So then you have to embrace it with each opportunity that comes to you.
And you have an
avenue on each one of these situations. Your dreams are your dreams. So just because, that's another thing I've seen with relationships, people have a tendency, when they get with somebody, they have a tendency to give up on this wants, needs, and desires, and their dreams, not realizing the reason that you got with this person in the first place was to be reinforcing and supportive. And if they're not supportive in what you want to do with your life, then that is a big old sign that says, you know, I think you need to kick this person to the curb, so they don't have that respect for you. So therefore, it's going to be kind of hard in the long run to respect them too. So that's why some people have to look at the situations, what's going on. Is this really your soulmate, twin flame? Is this the person that you called in? And it's like, look at your list and go, okay, I want somebody who's going to want me as much as I want them. I want a spiritual person. If you start looking at things that just don't add up, I mean, give it a couple months, of course, but because a lot of times when you get that list of 10, sometimes you don't get it on the first date. And a lot of times we realize that we do have those things that, because of what the world says, they have a tendency to filter in how we're raised, you know, religious background, upbringing, and that kind of stuff. But sometimes when you meet people for the first time, sometimes people are not being sincere of who they really are because of where they've been raised. And sometimes you gotta get into that situation and relax. Personally, with the situation I see going with you, I don't see that being a problem. Okay?
You don't see what being a problem?
Of your straightforwardness.
Oh, me? No. I'm extremely open, book, straightforward, extremely honest person. So I need someone who's going to be, you know, direct, obviously, because I have a lot of patience with a lot of things, but not with that, not with someone who doesn't have integrity or who can't be honest or
Yeah,
I
they
lose
also
my patience real quick with that.
Right, and they also keep talking about, you have to watch around the moon cycles, too, because they seem keep getting a...
I get crazy around the moon cycle.
Well, they're talking about working with the moon cycle is the idea of realizing that the buildup to the moon itself, if you start working with it, when it does become a full moon, then you're actually part of a solution where it's actually something that can work for you. Because it's basically saying, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize on it. That's what a lot of people don't realize, is you can actually work with it as it's going into a full moon.
Yeah.
Because that's really powerful energy. And then when you get into the whole thing, everybody else is crazy. But you're sitting there going, you found the strength within it. And now it's actually enabling you to find the strength within yourself. And it's saying there's also a career transition with that, too, like the ideal. And I sit there and look at these things, and people are like, okay. I was looking at Archangel Shamuel, which is actually the angel of, like, love and working with angels. And it also said Shamuel has a group of angels he works with. And usually when you see this angel, there's also major change coming in your life right now where it's actually working behind the scenes for you to actually be with a meeting of that person you're talking about. But it's also talking about career transition. Now, I actually have a deck of cards that I wasn't using, but I do have. And on this deck of cards, this is the Romance Angel cards. And I actually put them up. I actually got another deck called the Life Purpose deck. And I said the reason I do that is because it was guided to do that too. But it also said there's also Life Purpose and Life Partner. They both have the same initials because they usually are part of the same path. So, you know, in the process of really focusing on your career, you get the impression you're going to meet that person.
Hmm. Well, what I do right now is I enjoy part of it, but it's probably not what makes my soul sing. So I know that there's something else out there for me, and it's probably going to be something metaphysical.
Yes, it is. Because
you know what it is, yeah.
Well, see, that one thing about people don't realize, we need more readers to actually be blunt and tell people the truth instead of this metaphysical, as people call it, the mystic part of it. You know, the mystic part about the whole thing, Nostradamus was a person who wasn't mystic. He was a person that told people, when he did sessions with people, it's not like in his books or his Coltranes, it wasn't like that. The reason that was written like that because that was public. And back in that day, you could lose your head for the simplest little thing. And so that's what it was. So it's the idea of realizing that a lot of people are going back to the roots of the idea of what people need to hear. You know, and he did readings for the Queen and her children. You know, and sometimes I have not really done a lot of readings for children. But like I said, you know, when you sit and doing readings for people and all of a sudden you get answers, then there are important questions. Like when I was talking about the one lady called me, I thought I heard everything, right? And she called me up and she said, are my breasts ever going to get bigger? And I said, you might think it's a crazy question, but I said, I just got an answer. So it's like the reason that, because she was a
and
person.
And what was the answer?
Very,
I'm curious now.
Well, it's called stimulation. She just, and realistically, she had not met the right person. She had to be with the right person for they connected. There were certain things that happened with both of them.
Do you really believe
in that?
That
connection. I'm just saying, that's the answer I got from angels.
Okay.
So, you know.
Let's pay them.
And then she asked me another question where she said, would she ever have an orgasm? And I said, it might sound like a crazy question, but my angels gave me an answer. So. Yes, exactly. And she told me, I liked it too, because she told me this. She'd been working with me for so long that she said she would never ask those questions just to anybody. And she felt like I would be understanding and not judge her because of it. So I was like, okay, how can you sit there and not answer the lady's question? Yeah. But I was like,
she could get larger breasts with cold implants.
Well, that's true too, but she was.
You just have to pay for them.
That's true.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I guess it's getting a little more safer these days, huh?
What, the implants? God only knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't
you don't
waste
know?
My time.
Right.
Me
right,
personally,
right.
I'm happy with what I got.
Gotcha.
I don't need any more.
Yeah, me too.
What'd you say?
Well, if you did, there'd be a problem, Donnie.
No, you might think it sounds crazy, but there are actually breast implants for men.
Oh, stop.
Okay, then.
They actually take the silicone plastic, like little strips that actually go underneath the muscle tissue to push the chest up.
Well, I mean, look, okay. There are, you know, you've heard of man boobs, right?
I know. They all said calf implants. I thought that was kind of funny. Calf implants. They're like little slivers that actually give you that appeal of having bigger calves. But to me, that just seems like anytime you put anything foreign in your body, it can actually work against you sooner or later. So it's one of those things of looking at it like that.
Well, I guess people are into all different kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
All different kinds of things people are into it. But, hey, thanks for the reading. I mean, lots of stuff
saying.
There.
I'm not done yet.
I was going to do
a three-card pyramid spread for you, but all of a sudden I put down five cards. I'm sitting there going, I'm being guided to do something here. So we went to the first layer, and it was up with health and that kind of stuff. That was your foundation. And the second part was study, watch the signs, and then the moon signs. That's what I was saying. I got the cards, and it says study the signs as you focus working with the moon because it can actually help you in the transition of your career. And then we got
okay.
The third level. It was talking about friendship. Outdoors is the connection here, too, because this person really loves the outdoors. And then there's breathing of Archangel Raphael again, which says, and the process of why you want to change careers realistically is because you're drawn to the metaphysics because of breathing. It's almost like you get caught up in a stressful situation where you've actually caught yourself, where you stop, you hold your breath as you're flying through your day.
I think a lot of people do that when they're stressed out. I mean,
yeah.
I know, yeah, like from my yoga practice and stuff, I'm very conscious of my breath, and then through Pilates as well,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have that same consciousness, and I do find that, like, sometimes when I'm doing something or stressed out, I'm like, okay, breathe, you know,
exactly.
Like, not that
yeah.
I'm trying to hold
pain.
My breath, but it just naturally kind of happens that way, and before you know it, you're kind of like, you're breathing shallow, you're not, like, really taking in that breath that you need to kind of just relax your body and maybe change the atmosphere a little bit.
Yeah, so this is a close spiritual bond with you as you're very close. You bonded with spirituality and that kind of stuff, so you should have to follow through that. There's also a connection with arts and that kind of stuff. I also feel like you have problems with your right ear, where you have problems with the top of time, but then you have cramps in your feet and your hands. And they keep saying the idea of breathing is good for you, but you should also take the breath and add water. It's more. You should drink more water. And if you think you're drinking enough water, then it's the idea of doing it so many times during the day, not all at one time, because what happens if you drink a lot of water at one time, your body will start repelling it, and it will just feel like you're
sick. I definitely am having a problem with the right ear. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Cramps in the feet and the hands. Hands, no. Feet, yes, sometimes. And the drinking of the water, I mean, I drink water pretty much all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And
saying,
a lot of it.
Clubs. Huh.
Like, I think I'm pretty consistent throughout the day.
I'm sorry. Not,
you know, with my water intake.
Okay, we got a backing on the other one. I've got cards, because last time you were talking about the moon, too. And the nine of...
Mm-hmm.
If you had playing cards, if it was the nine of spades, it also stands for the moon, too.
Stands for what?
Like, stands for the moon. So it's a confirmation of focusing on the moon.
Okay, I could definitely utilize that energy. I definitely do get revved up around the moon. I do feel
yeah.
that energy. I'm sensitive to stuff like that.
I was also talking about this guy we were talking about before with the idea of nature and friendship, very strong friendship, connection to nature. But also there was another confirmation I was talking about before about teaching and learning. Like that both of you will be in a situation where you're keeping your minds open and learning new ideals and teaching each other, but also teaching others. And then it talks about divine order, to realize that everything is how it needs to be right now. So look past the illusion and see the order of things the way they're falling into place. And then your final card on top of this pyramid, because I tell everybody, when we make pyramids, we put five cards down first, then we'll put four on top of that, and 3, 2, 1. We're actually building a pyramid block by block, which is actually your life. And then the final card on top of this we capped it with was victory. This is Archangel Sandoval. It says, Archangel Sandoval says your prayers have been heard, they've been answered. All you do is have to have faith and live your life. Follow through with each opportunity that comes crossing your path, each person, each situation. Because, you know, sometimes with situations, the people say, well, I connect with this guy, but I don't know if we should be any more than, should we be in a relationship or not? I said, well, there is such a thing as called, you know, powerful friendships, too, that actually are sometimes, they use the word stepping stone to the person we're going to meet. Stepping stone is the soulmate, twin flame. We usually meet a lot of people, and we start meeting new people in our lives, and then this person comes into our life that actually, the reason it happens that way is because the one that we're going to be with usually stands out more than the others.
Yeah.
There's no question. That's what I'm saying. There's no question about it. You just look at the person. And even though people do question it from time to time, I just want to smack them and say, what are you questioning this for? You know what it is. You know what you need to do, and you need to just follow through with it because this is what you called in. If you have a difficult man, and I've said this before too, if you get that connection and you know what it is, then you have the guy on the other side or the woman who's questioning it, it's to look him right in the face and be very bold and say, you know something? This would be happening if you wouldn't have wanted it to. So to sit there and say you're not sure you want it, it's just an excuse to keep you from where you want to be. So won't you just allow it to happen, and you're going to see something special. So sit back and see.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think, me personally, I don't think I would, like, if I had a man that was kind of,
wishy-washy.
You know, yeah, wishy-washy or digging his heels in,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd really point it out to him, you know, in a desperation way and tell him that, look, you know, you want this too. Hell no. You know, if he can't figure that shit out, I'm out of here. You
well,
know,
yeah.
Like, then let him go waste someone else's time because, honestly, I've done that. You know, I've been there. I've done that. I have a new level of respect for myself, a new level of honor for myself, and mm-hmm. who I'm going to draw in is going to show me that, and I'm going to give him that same respect and honor, and
uh-huh.
I just can't imagine even wasting my time with anything that's like trifle anymore. I really
mm-hmm.
can't. You know, not in a bad way. I think people have to learn their lessons and do their different things. But I got like conked over the head with it. You know, like enough
yeah.
times. Like I really had to learn it, and I guess I had to keep doing it until like you know I wasn't smart enough to just pick it up on the first shot and say, oh, that's what that is. You know.
Yeah.
So
no,
I'm not going back there like ever again.
Okay, no problem. I'm just saying with this card here, we put the final card here, and we read down the right side. The right side says, you know, victory is yours, so therefore you're going to see the divine order. You're going to really focus on breathing to open that up, and you're going to see the career transition you need to take. You just need to follow your divine guidance. And on the left side, it talks about victory as in your prayer has been answered, but it also shows the insights of this person as a person that's going to be something you're going to be really... You're going to really complement each other, work together very well. It's going to be just like a team, but I get the impression very romantic. And the friendship is the key to the strength and the foundation of this relationship. So therefore, the idea of studying means the idea of focusing on and you know, it's just the idea of realizing and going back over yourself and saying, okay, who am I? It's not the idea you don't know. It's just the idea of making, it's like I always say, do a double check so when you meet that person, you don't have to do it then. You can just go right into the thing and be very spontaneous and just go on. And then it says
yeah.
healthy lifestyle. Okay? So it's the ideal that the situation, like you said before, this is also the key with the situation that a person, this person that they're talking about is also, it's like you're healthy emotionally, spiritually, and all these other things, and he will too. And that's why we see it happening the way it is. But it can also happen very quickly too, the ideal of certain things with your own resistance, you know? Of sinners saying, okay, let's look at dating like this. When I meet this person, I'm going to forget everything I've ever gone through and look at this as meeting a person for the very first time, going out for the very first time. And don't let anything in from the past. You know, look at it and experience it for what it is. Because a lot of times we have memories that come back and a person will say something that will trigger a memory.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I'm just saying.
It's totally true. I mean, I've done it myself. I usually do try to always let go of the past and look at everything as a new experience. And I'm certainly one of those people that, you know, gives trust from the beginning. You know, but yeah, there's been times that I've had situations with someone new and I'm like, wow, they just like pushed that button
mm-hmm.
in me. And then I realized that, you know, I was kind of transported back, and I had to catch myself and say, wait, you know, this is a whole new person, this is a whole new situation, and, you know, I really
Oh, yeah, because, you know,
he was amazing. I was amazed.
I'm just saying, I look at a situation like this. I tell a person, I said, you got two guys. Two guys will come into your picture, and they'll both give you roses. They'll both give you candy. They'll both take you out to dinner. They'll both just do the romantic thing. But one wants to get in your pants, and one wants to be in your life. So it's you to listen to your intuition and how you are, you know, follow your heart on those situations. You'll know which one's true and which one's not. But they both use the same techniques to get, you know, for what they're doing. One's sincere and one's not. But the other one knows that the other guy's sincere, so that's why he's using the same tools as well. So, you know, you look at the situation of romance and also look at the situation, too, and be honest with yourself. I had a girl I was talking to who said that, well, my friend told me that, you know, romance and that kind of stuff is just being childish. And I said, why don't you tell your friend to go take a hike and jump off a cliff? I said, because if you're a very romantic person, and this person is looking at you and being that way, more than likely it's because they don't like themselves. Because they wish they was more like you. So they're trying to knock you down to their level to make so they won't feel so bad. Instead of realizing you need to work on yourself, dude. And, you know, I told her, I said, romance, being very romantic, being over-romantic. If that's who you are, more than likely you're going to find somebody just like that, too. It's just the idea of allowing it to happen and open yourself up to receive it. And you're going to have the most romantic life in your whole freaking world and your whole life. So you got to sit and look at the situation just like that. You don't give up parts of yourself because you're a dumbass friend. I hate to say it that way, but when you look at people who say things like that and really just want to knock you down because they just can't take the freaking strength of their own to change their own lives, to realize it's simply just take a walk within yourself and see what's up. And
not everybody's strong enough to keep to their own convictions either, you know?
Well, I always tell people, look in the mirror. If you don't like your ass, then you don't love yourself unconditionally. So sit here and look at the situation and realize what's more important. Because the spirit never changes. The spirit is always the same. Your body has a tendency to go to certain things and that kind of stuff, but it still doesn't make you any less of a person. You are who you are.
True.
The essence of who you are. So therefore, when you connect with that person, the essence of two people connecting is in soulmates, twin flames. They're all spiritual connections first. A lot of us have a tendency to go, I'm not really attracted to this man. Well, if you're not physically attracted to them at the moment, but there's still a connection between the two of you, I think you should allow yourself and realize you're worth exploring this and looking at the situation to realize a spiritual connection is going to happen between two people first before you have the physical, because the physical is what you want to do to express each other just exactly how you feel because of what you created by the initial meeting. So, you know, it's very important. But you know,
I agree. I had a friend that I... you know, turned into a romantic partner.
Mhm.
But you know that friendship is what drove that.
Yeah, friendship. You know, you look at people and that kind of stuff. I've always talked to women who say, I want to find a guy who makes $250,000 a year. I said, dear, if you're looking for a foundation of money, when the money's gone, you have no foundation. So therefore, you should look at that. Because it's what it's pointing out to you is a reflection back at you is saying you need to work on yourself and realize that your insecurities are not my responsibility to take care of. They're your issues, not mine.
Yeah.
And you need to do that. Because in the process, you're going to find a guy more likely who's wealthy, but it's probably the most insecure man you'll want to meet who's going to be working all the time. And you're going to say, well, how come I don't get any romance? Well, you didn't ask for romance. All you asked for was a guy who made $250,000 a year. There you go. I said, that's what you need to do. You need to focus on it. That's why we have a list of things on a list, not just one thing. You're thinking, okay, if I get this thing, then I'm going to have everything I want. Well, you didn't get that, did you? So therefore, just specify what you want. If you want somebody who's going to love to be there.
You need to say that you want somebody who's wealthy and with everything, with his time
wealthy.
With you. You know, that's what I put on mine, at least, you know, that he needs to be, you know,
well,
able to be wealthy with his time and be able to share his time with me, you know. Because, hey, you can find somebody who, you know, makes $1 billion a year but has to work for it, too. And then you'll have no time to spend with him.
You might be hanging out with an ice cube that makes $250,000 a year. And, you know, you're like, oh, this guy's cold. Well, hey, you know, money, if you want to sit there and sleep with money, money's not exactly has any warmth to it unless there's something with attached to it. Because I've sat there and told people, I said, I want you to take a $5 bill for me and put it on the table. And I want you to sit there and see what it does. It ain't going to do nothing.
Now, curl up with that $5 bill.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying the $5 bill won't do anything until someone picks it up. So therefore, the power that the money has is the power you give it. Which that's what they. When you ever heard the term "take back your power," that's what it means. Take back your power and realize the ideal that you can manifest anything you want. You don't need to do that. You can focus on the essence of who you want and who you want to be with, and you can also focus on the essence of who you are. Because when you focus on the essence of who you are, all the other things that come along with that whole thing of being deserving, you'll get those too as well. So it's the idea of focusing on the roots of the root of the whole thing. What is it? The essence. What do you really want? I mean, if we could actually sum it up in one phrase, you want to be loved unconditionally.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. Yeah, so when you sit and look at the whole thing, you have to love yourself unconditionally too as well. You are the.
Yeah.
It's like you love yourself unconditionally. It's like a river. You create this humongous lake, and then when you start loving yourself unconditionally, it's going to freaking seep out, and it's going to touch everybody in your life. It's also going to attract to you every good thing you ever wanted. So it's the idea of realizing when you're in a good place. Yeah, when you're in a good place within yourself, my gosh, people don't realize how much you're going to accomplish. Because I do remember when I was in a, you know, there are certain relationships that things were really good, you really don't have no problem attracting anything. Everything seems to fall into place. It's only when you start worrying and start having a doubt within yourself that things start falling apart. So, you know, it's one of those things I always say, go back to the friendship, go back to each other, go back to basics and try to figure it out. Because the money problem is just, it's not a problem. It's something you're focusing on and realizing maybe you are focusing on the problem. Because I always tell people, I said, you don't have any money? Why do you focus on it all the time? Well, I don't have any money. I said, well, then you should be focusing on the solution. What is the solution? What would you like to make a week? How much would you make a year? Have you specified these things? And a lot of times people are like, well, I just want a freaking job. And I'm sitting there going, well, if you do that, you're probably going to be stuck in a dead-end job not going anywhere. So let's start focusing on exactly what we want to. Because I'm particularly like this. For example, I had a lady I was working with in Colorado. And she said she came to me one day and she said, I want to buy a house. But she said, everybody keeps telling, I'm too young to buy a house. She was 19 years old. And I'm sitting there going, sweetie, you don't realize something right now. Just from the things you've done with your mother and all the things you've done with your life, I guarantee you could walk into a house situation and buy yourself a house. You won't have to put no money down. And you won't have to make a first payment until the first payment is due. Do you know she actually went down and bought a house? And they said her credit was so good, she didn't need a down payment. They gave her a heck of a percentage on her interest rate. I mean, it was phenomenal. And she looked at me and she's like, if I wouldn't have came here and you would have sat down and told me to go get what I want, I'd probably still sit at my mom's. And I listened to everybody else who said I couldn't do it. I said, what you need to do is when people tell you can't do something, use it as motivation to prove them wrong, to get what you want. But I guarantee you can do that because I've done it myself. When you sit there, my mom was sitting there saying, you got to have money. For example, I had my friend in Colorado who said, you can't get it. You need to do these things to get your own shop. You need insurance. You need a place like this. You need to save up some money. I'm sitting there going, I looked her right in the face and I said, I'm going to have my own shop. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to have my own shop. And it's not going to happen the way you say it's going to happen. Because that's a worldly way of doing things. And you're also saying, we're not going to make it. And she goes, plus you probably won't make any money until after you've had the thing for 5 years. Nope. I want you all to sit back and watch what happens. Thank you for the motivation of all your negativity so I can turn it into a positive, right? And then a year later, see, because I gone. I told people, declare. Go out and say, you know, if you want a house and you don't know anything else but to call those people up and say, hey, I like to look at your house because I think it's really nice looking. I'm working for historical, or I have a paranormal group, or whatever. To get in that house, to feel that house, so you can actually use that to manifest what you want, then do it. I used to do it all the time. We'd find these houses. When I was living in Chillicothe, I found this nice, humongous mansion I wanted to get. And I said, man, I wish that place was for sale. Do you know, a week later, it was for sale. And I called the people up and go, can we take a look at your house? And I got in that house. Now, we never bought that house because it seemed like something else happened. Where I moved somewhere else out of Ohio. And when I did, it was actually my best interest. But it was amazing how I manifested the opportunity to get in that house. And that's the whole situation of our lives, is looking at those things and go, okay, motivation, declaring. And when I went to Colorado, I did the exact same thing. That's how I got to Colorado. I was sitting there 1 week living in Wisconsin. I said, I would love to live in Colorado. And I already had everything set up, too. I was working for the psychic company. This lady, I had a client. She called me up one day, and she said, you want to get a reading from me? So I sat and did a reading for her. She goes, when the reading's done, I want to talk to you about something. I said, okay, no problem. So we did the reading. And all of a sudden, she said, I want to talk to you about something. I want you to come to Colorado and work for me. I got fell off the chair. And next thing I know, I went to Colorado. About a week later, I was sitting in Colorado in her front room going, whoa. And then I was like, I also noticed another thing, too. I remember writing this thing where I was like, you know, listen to your angels and guides. They sit there and said, when the lady's talking to you, tell her what you want. I said, okay, what I want is I want a place to live. You're giving me a job. And I also need travel pay. And if you can solve all these problems for me, I would love to come and live with you and love to come to Colorado. And she called me back in 20 minutes and said, well, you can rent our basement out. I'm giving you a job. And we're going to come get you. This lady drove from Colorado to Wisconsin with her two little daughters, picked me up, and took me back to Colorado. I had never met this lady before. I just talked to her on the phone.
Wow.
And she drove me. And I got this trip, okay? Didn't cost me nothing. And she never did ask me for any money or nothing. She did ask me for a lot of readings. But I think that was payment, right? I had to do all those readings, and so I worked for her. But it was amazing that we went to this place called Manitou Springs. I went up there, and I said, I found this shop I wanted to do work in. I found this place I wanted to live at. And I found the city, this little nice town I wanted to live into. And
must
a year later,
nice
that's
to be you.
Well, a year later, that's where I was living. And right now, I'm going back to Colorado. And again, I told a friend of mine, I said, I'm going to Colorado. I said, because the opportunity opened up, because somebody's actually footing the bill and paying for this trip for me to go back. So,
wow.
You know, ask for what
must
you want.
Must be nice to be a man, I would say, because I don't think a woman in the world would like get into a car with a man and just take off, you know, without feeling very unsafe.
Okay. I'm just saying, we have to raise our perceptions on things and go, okay.
No, I totally get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, yeah. As a woman, I mean, I don't know that I would have done that. Why don't we ask your co-host, Dee, would you have gotten in a car with a man and just taken off and gone to Colorado?
Depends on who it was and how well I knew him. But
if you didn't know him at all.
I wouldn't have second thoughts. I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, come on, Dee. If he was sexy enough, you'd be in that car in 5 minutes, right?
No, if it was Tony, I'd be in the car in less than 5 minutes. But, hey, it's not.
And here's one for you. This asks April. April, if you had if an opportunity came to you, would you get in a car with a stranger?
No.
There you go. No.
Okay.
The reason I just...
I don't know. It's like an unsafeness, you know, from a woman's perspective. I don't mean that you shouldn't trust, you know, in doing what you feel is best for you, but I just think, wow, you know. It makes me think of how different it is to be a man than how it is to be a woman.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the reason I did what I did was because I felt like if God and the angels were orchestrating this whole thing, then
sure.
It was safe to do. So, you know, that's one thing I look at, and I try not to feed into the world away, because the world away would just do nothing but create blocks to keep you from where you want to be.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I totally do.
They're always playing up. They're always sitting there saying, what if? I'm sitting there going, yeah, what if I get everything I ask for? Yeah, let's check that side out, of the positive side of what if. I'm saying, what if?
That
well, my
is
mom's,
good.
Yeah, my mom's like the opposite of what if. She's like, well, what if we fall off a cliff? And what if I'm sitting there going, Mom, I got to move. You know, it's one of those things. It's a friend of mine. I'm here.
Oh, the pessimism.
I know. I was sitting there going, did you read that one thing on Facebook? It says the pessimist and the, what's the other one? I can't remember. It says dear pessimist.
The optimist?
Yeah, the optimist, the pessimist. You know, while you're fighting over the glass, I drank it. Thank you. The optimist. You know,
I must have missed that one. But listen, Mike, I want to thank you for the reading. I know that you must have somebody else that wants to come in and get a reading from you. I don't want to hold up your time.
Oh, you know, it's one of those things that when I'm talking to somebody, it's supposed to happen just that way, and that's what we go through with on this show. Because a lot of people, one thing I made when I did the show was I didn't want to be like the other people who have a tendency to go, ask two questions and scoot down the road. Because I'm like, I could actually take... I've actually done this before. I've actually taken 40 minutes to answer a question because there was just so much depth in the situation of the person, that the person is very important. And that's why we do this kind of work, is to make a difference in everybody's life. And we can't do that if we sit there and time it. But I hope we helped you out. And
yeah, definitely. Thank you.
definitely keep in touch with us, and if you get a chance, please sit down with us and do a nice, you know, schedule a reading with me if you like. If you're not, please give us a call back and tell us how it's going on, because I'd like to hear about this June connection and what's going to happen there, because I think it might actually happen sooner just because of the way you are of actually buckling down when you want something.
Yeah, that's true. When I want something, there's not too much that stops it. But I never...
That's right.
You bulldoze
right through.
I never... What?
I said you bulldoze right through.
Yeah, I pretty much bulldoze right through. But I'm very open when it comes to meeting people. You know, I kind of leave everything to divine timing, and I don't really push, and I just let it come the way it's supposed to, because you're not going to be able to force. You know, you can't. Someone once said to me, "You can't push a river," and I was like, "Yeah, that's like so true."
Oh yeah.
I love that one. You can't push a river. Like, hell no, you can't. You know.
Yeah, we always take it one step. I did my one thing too, where I took it one step further, and I said, okay, it's like a rose. You know, if you let a rose unfold, and you'll see the beauty of it. But it's not just the beauty of the rose. It was also the journey getting there. It was also beautiful too. But we have these people who like to beat the hell out of the rose, and then they get mad because they don't see the beauty, but they also miss the journey. So they miss the whole aspect of the whole thing, and not realizing that when you, you know, go through it, allow it to happen, and you
the
idea of getting there, you know, the journey of getting there. It's so wonderful that when you meet somebody, it's the ideal. Looking at those things as going into it as an anticipation of what's going to happen in a great way. Some people are like, I don't know, this is going to be like the last one. Then don't go, because you're already putting the freaking bad energy into it already, because you have it.
Not only that, but I think women do this a lot, and I hate to cut down my sisters, but I see that women do this all the time. They don't enjoy the journey while they're in it, like with the dating part of it. They get like really wrapped up. Oh, when are we going to get engaged? When are we going to get married? When are we going to have it? And it's like, whoa, seriously? Like, you should really just be enjoying the whole process of, like, dating is, when you first meet someone, it's like the best time. You're in love, you know, everything's like, you know, it's just the greatest time is the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, not to say that down the road is not great too, but things change, you know? So,
I don't know. Did that one time. This lady called me up and she complained about everything this guy had done and this and the other. And I said, "So did you tell him?"
So why are you
and
with him?
Like, well, I asked her like this. First, I say, "Did you tell the guy of the problems that you have?" And she said, "No." Why? I said, "Well, I think we can solve this in 5 minutes. Why don't you go talk to your husband? Because I feel like he's a great guy, but you're not telling him anything. You're just expecting him to know everything. And I understand the connections and that kind of stuff, but sometimes we have to realize one thing. And that, you know, people will have lives. We're working. We have careers, we have, you know, things are going on. And sometimes we just have a tendency to not see it. But I think it's our responsibility to, as spouses and friends and that kind of stuff, to sometimes bring it to their attention and say, "Hey, you know something? I just noticed this. This is what's going on. Or these are my grievances." Like this one lady I was talking to, she was like, "After sex, the guy doesn't hold me." I said, "What's keeping you from holding him?"
Yeah, seriously.
She's like, "I never thought about that." You know, it's amazing how people are so caught up and looking for something to complain about that they're not being grateful for what they just had. I said, "Girl, you just went ooh 10 times. Aren't you happy?" And she's like, "Yes, it was great." Then give the guy a hug and see what happens. You might be surprised. There's a lot of mutual stuff going on, too, because a lot of guys, if a woman is not really somewhat aggressive of expressing themselves, sometimes they're kind of like sitting back, and maybe they do have a residual, somebody they were with before who didn't do certain things, and they're used to that. So it's the idea of bringing it out and saying, "No, that's not me. I'm like this." And to tell that person, "This is what I'm about. I like doing this, this, and this." Because when I sit there and tell people, I've actually worked with people in relationships, too. I'm a relationship counselor. I tell them, when you do your list, it's the idea of wants, needs, and desires. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you need? And put those things in there. And tell yourself, if you're not getting those things and you continue to stay in something that's not giving you those things, then you're only being disrespectful to yourself. Don't blame the man.
Yeah.
Okay? The man's not the problem. He's reflecting something to you that you should be paying attention to. Because I've always said this, if you pay attention to the reflection that you both give, you'll get closer. If you don't pay attention, then you start building this blockage between the two of you. So just open up and say, "Okay, I see something." Then sit there and talk about it. express it. Communication is important, but see, it's more important to communicate when things are not going that great. And a lot of people don't do that. They think, oh, he doesn't tell me he loves me enough. No, okay, that's great. So the problem is he doesn't tell you enough. Is that your problem? Because you need to look at that and say, okay, I'm asking a lot of things of this guy. You knew who he was when you met him. Now you're expecting him to go past those things when you should be looking at some of the things that you need to do for yourself. Okay, if you look at a guy and go, this guy's not loving me enough, what it's really saying to you is, I haven't loved myself today. So love yourself some more and see what happens. Because in the process of changing the reflection within yourself, you also change what he sees, and more likely, the closeness that you want is the closeness that you just got with yourself. He'll follow through. If he doesn't, then you got to look at these things and follow through and say, okay, he can't do it. Then you have to ask yourself, you know, I always say this too. I tell my clients all the time, do not give up who you are. And the process of saying compromise means you sit there and talk about certain things that you wanted to do with your life, and you come up with a win-win situation for both of you, but you never give up who you are. You know, you never do that. You never give up those kind of things. You don't say, well, I'm a caring, loving person. This guy's not really like that, so should I give those things up? Hell no. You don't give up that kind of stuff. You sit there and maybe you're the example for this man to actually find out within himself, because if you guys have attracted each other, and you are a caring, loving person, the more likely he is too. And he's basically using this cover because he just has a hard time dealing with that. But in the process, so sometimes when people do come together, they're to point out things that we do have all these things in common. We, you know, he can do those kind of things. And it's just the idea if you want to follow through with it. If you want to, then I think it still could be a great outcome with the whole thing of the relationship of long term. It's just the idea of realizing that and saying, okay, that's what I'm here for. But there's also so many things, because we have to realize we're three-dimensional beings, and so are our relationships. So it's more than just that. That's just part of the whole thing. But you being who you are, you know, the term they always say, be yourself. In the process of being yourself, no matter what, if that person is not being themselves, if you guys are meant to be together, he will follow through and be himself too.
And there you go. Amen to that. You better take care of that cold.
I think it's just the idea that I do so many shows a week. I just need to drink more fluids myself. So.
There you go. Take care of yourself.
So, Dee, how many people we have in the queue?
We have three more. And I think they called in earlier, and they were on hold for almost an hour. And I think they called back because it's the same area code. They didn't pay attention to the phone number, but it's the same area code.
Oh, okay, no problem. Which is, you know, because I always tell people, when you sit there and listen to the show, just listen. Don't worry about getting on the show at a certain time or kind of thing. Because I've had so many people get on the show just to thank me because they got their answers to their questions and they didn't even ask the question. It was that because we're all connecting here for a reason. We're all crossing paths. So pay attention to the reflection that we're all giving you too as well. I guarantee you can walk away from the thing and go, I didn't get on the show, but boy, I feel better. And that's the whole point, okay? So thank you. I appreciate
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was wonderful talking to everyone, and have a fantastic weekend. Yeah, you too. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye now. So, bring up the next caller.
I think we should take the 615 because I think it's the same person that called in and was waiting for so long.
Yes. Just go with her intuitional thing and say, okay, what area code is that?
It's 615, and I discovered it was Tennessee. I use my phone book. Hello, caller, are you there? 615?
615, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you? I see you're excited and speechless.
Yeah.
615, you're on the air. If you'd like to get on and ask us a couple questions, please do so. If not, we can put you back on hold, and then we'll get back with you a little bit later. It could also be... Go ahead. Could have been somebody.
I guess I'll put them on hold. We have two more callers, and the first one, they're both from New York, 718. 718, are you there? 531?
573.
Hi.
How are you?
Area code 531, if you could just speak up a little bit, because we're having trouble hearing you.
This is 718-531.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing good. What's your name? Lisa. Yeah, what's your name?
Lisa.
718. Oh, okay. So I guess
you don't need to call Evan.
She has to. I think it's one of those things. So we just.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me better
That's okay.
now?
You're just not.
Yes,
you just don't have a loud voice yet.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, that's good. How are you both doing?
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Fine. Yeah.
Good, good. I was wondering what you can pick up for me as far as career opportunities for this month. Actually, I have a part-time job working with someone doing some business management, and I also run my own business, and I'm building it. So I kind of wanted to know what you picked up for this month.
Well, let's see. What do I pick up for this month?
Like, I guess
so, Lisa, how you been? We haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been good, working a lot. You know, working a lot. And just, by the way, I wanted to let you know that I got all my writing done.
Okay,
I got
cool.
it all done on time, and I just really stuck with it. So, and I've been writing a lot. So that wall that I had, that block, is completely gone. So the
really?
Writing, the writing opportunities have been coming in for me now. So I guess I just am trying to find out about this marketing job that I had applied for. It's the person I work with now referred me to this marketing company to look for contract work. So I want to know what you see coming up this month, if you see anything about that marketing job with this guy named Mike.
Wasn't you working with somebody too?
I am, but that's something that's not really paying a lot, and that's fine because it's not permanent. But looking for something that's a little more, you know, obviously pays more and a little bit more financials that I can count on.
You know, I sit there and look at the situation. When I sit there and look at things, I was looking at the situation, things changing for you, where you would actually be walking away from that person that you're working for right now, where it would be something good. But a lot of times people go through these things where they walk away from something, or people look and go, well, that's something you got going on there, not realizing that we need to open ourselves up to something huge. And that's what we get picked up with this month. I keep getting this connection with soulmates, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But it has something to do with changing. I keep getting the work. The way it comes to me is changing work. And this thing you're talking about seems very positive. You know, you get the impression a lot of things are going to happen this month, but you get the impression a lot of things more... We get the impression of a lot of things will be more finalized in the month of April, but you will get a lot of confirmations in March.
Okay.
Do you need some more insight what we're talking about?
Kind of. I mean, I do understand what you're saying. That, like, I completely get that you said that I'm going to be getting confirmations this month, but obviously things will be, I guess, set in stone or finalized in April. I do understand, but I guess you said I'm walking away from the person that I'm working with now. Am I, like, why? Is it because I'm embracing an opportunity or because something goes wrong?
No, you're embracing an opportunity is going to take up more of your time, but you won't be able to do both.
And
let me ask you a question. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, not at all. Not even close.
Okay, well, what I'm picking up is this is you're safe. This is Archangel Michael, and I'm protecting you against lower energies, which means the ideal, your worries and your doubts, and guarding you and your loved ones and your home. But I get this with the idea of a lot of things around you of actually interacting with your family and stuff like that. Of realizing that when you go into situations, it keeps speaking your mind because you're protected, that you need to. They all have voices, need to be said. And then there's another one that says leadership. It's Archangel Gabriel. It's time for you to assume your leadership power and position to lovingly guide others. So that's where you're being pulled into. And I also get the impression, like we were saying earlier, which is kind of funny when I saw this, I'm using these cards and not using my romance cards, that we're actually picking up on a life partner as in the pursuit of your life purpose.
Okay. So you mean I'll find... Yeah, go ahead.
And the other thing was a clarification that on the fourth card is celebration. That to me gives me a confirmation that, yeah, the month of April, there's more celebrations in April than there are in March. There's just a lot of, ooh, thank goodness, in March. But then in April, it's just like, boom, everything starts falling in your lap. So therefore, it's going to be overwhelming but pleasurable at the same time. So what had happened? And then the other thing is, people don't realize this too, with healing is very important, but it happens all the time. And sometimes when we make these changes in our lives, that means a healing just happened within ourselves to open up that opening up a new path for us. Because the angels are very strong and very strong around you, and you're also very strong with the metaphysics themselves, almost like attraction to runes. I don't know what that means, but runes are another way of actually doing readings. But it's also shown that anything you do, cards or anything like that, it's just an extension of who you are anyway. So they're just, as we call them, tools. They're nothing else. They're not the things that we're listening to. We're not paying attention to those cards. The cards are confirming exactly what we're picking up to give us more insights, where we're helping people to clarify and give them little bits and pieces inside those kind of things. Because it's talking about what yourself of being very clear about what your clear intentions, be clear about what you desire. This is Archangel Michael again. You've got him twice. So it says be clear about what you desire. Focus upon it with unwavering faith. So just keep that faith going on. It also says listen, too, because we have the clairaudient card, which is Archangel Azrael, of noticing loving guidance that comes to you, that you hear within your mind, but also from other people that you're talking to. Like, you ever sit there and talk to somebody, and all of a sudden you get a eureka moment because what they just said, it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, it's just that it hits something within you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of paying attention to those things. And then it says trust, and then new beginnings. It also says you have a very strong connection with children, too, as well. You almost get the impression of a lot of things that are happening with manifestation. So keep it up. Keep focusing. You know, you almost do get the impression of retweeting your affirmations a little bit to fit more of you. And then it talks, because right next to manifestation, it's talking about teaching and learning. So it's like the idea of keeping your mind open and learn new ideals. It's just learning new directions and that kind of stuff. If a new meditation pops out at you, or say you get an email that says 101 meditations or affirmations, that kind of stuff. Everything happens for a reason, so go check them out, because you're going to find something within that mode that's going to help you really accomplish a lot of things here. And then when we go to the next level, we get victory. This is Archangel Sandalphon, where it's saying your prayers have been heard, they've been answered, just have some faith, because it's not one of those things if things are going to happen. That's the idea of remember who you are, because they're happening now. Okay? You are powerful, you're loving, you're a creative child, and it's just all your creativity is actually bringing about a lot of opportunities for you, you just don't know. For example, last night I had somebody come on the show who said, you're awesome, you're great, and I got some people that I'm going to actually connect you with, because, you know, you need to step out, you need to branch out. You know, you're really good at what you do, so I'm definitely going to make a point to connect you with these people, which was kind of funny. Now we have a sponsorship for the show, and just all kinds of things are falling into place as long as you stick to your guns and say, this is what I need to do. And last year I took off. I ran away with the carnival again. This year I told myself I'm not going to do that. And the process of making that decision to really, you know, like people say, quit riding the fence and just do it. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to see a lot of things happening and kind of things like that. But there are days when we have a couple days where nothing happens. We don't realize that's all they are, is a couple days. You know?
Yeah.
And we need to not feed into those things, because it says remember who you are. And then your final card was actually answer prayer. So they're definitely enforcing that one, saying your prayers, everything's been answered, everything's taken care of itself. It's not the point of actually, is it going to happen? It's the idea of it's happening as we speak. And you should be able to see things coming to the surface and exactly what that means. So whatever you're thinking about, focusing on, your dreams, things that you want, it's like the next couple of months, those are definitely going to start falling into place for you. And we always say timing is kind of hard with these things and that kind of stuff because of your perceptions and your resistance and stuff like that. So it's one of those things, that, like I said before, to go back and remember who you are. And when you start having problems, I have a tendency to sit down and do a lot of chakra clearings and connect. And sometimes I just have a tendency just to give away readings. And I think we're going to start doing that again, too, where we actually have for the 10th caller, when they call in, we give them a 40-minute reading. And things like that, where you just want to give back and just have a nice little relaxing thing of just expressing yourself and no expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question for you. You read something, you said something to the soulmate card attached to the life purpose card, and you asked me if I was seeing anybody, and I said no. Why did you read something about a soulmate card? Or
Okay. Say it again.
You said that you picked up a soulmate card for me. You asked me if I was seeing anybody in a relationship, and I said, no, I'm not involved with anyone. And you said something about a soulmate card and a life purpose card, and you said you see a soulmate coming in. What do you pick up about that? I mean, they all came kind of in a row.
Yeah, well, I get with that thing is the idea of as everything falls into place for you. I feel like that also, that you're going to meet somebody, too, in the process. It all has to do with your life purpose and your life partner.
Do you pick up when that's around?
Mm-mm. Well, all I can see is pictures of you experiencing and embracing as things change in your career. You're very happy and positive, which raises your vibration. You're going to be, like, really off, like, imagine yourself with certain things you just accomplished and imagining it being 10 times more than that. And then that's why I see the person coming in.
Okay. Well, I guess more like, when do you see, I guess, me solidified in a new position?
You know, as you asked the question, I got March 15th. Thing came to me very quickly, March 15th.
You know what I wanted to tell you? I went to an event on February 28th. I was telling you about a couple of weeks ago. It didn't turn out exactly how I thought it was going to turn out. It was a lot less than my expectations. I think I met one really great person, not dating-wise, maybe work-wise, but, like, I don't know if I just feel like I don't know what, like, I guess I feel like I'm trying to figure out when I'm making more good connections, but, I've been making connections all week, but I just wanted to guess, I see, like, do you see any of the connections that I made this week are going to help me soon or in the long run, or is those people just coming in and out of my life?
I get the impression they'll be coming in and out of your life. The only connection that you really need to really focus on and work on more is the connection you have with yourself to actually bring these things around quicker.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean dating-wise, because I didn't meet anybody to date. I met people through work.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Connections, just connections, you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you
the idea of situations, relationships of all kinds that you're going to be, you know, encountering and that kind of stuff. The thing I saw was I was seeing this meditation I've given people before where we, you know, say it. Just the idea of bowing your head and focusing on the essence behind your heart and just saying to yourself, I love, I am love, I am love. And then saying, I love, I love, I love, and I love myself, I love God, when I love God, I love myself. And that was, you know, those things have a tendency to really connect us with ourselves. It also raises our vibration of tapping into pure love, which means we feel really good at those moments. And it's just the idea of trying to keep that maintained. And when we get ourselves into stressful situations where we're thinking too much or worried too much, that's the one meditation that I use a lot, where I was just saying, I love, I love, I love, I love. I am love. I am love, I am love. I just seem like that's attracting more of that vibration. So it makes everything a little bit more better, and I just don't really feed into it so much where it actually takes over in that worrying process. So try that. I'm just saying, I'd sit there in street corners and just stop because it was just like, well, I just need to do something right now, and I just kind of connect and then move on. But I always say, when you get into situations, a lot of us don't realize. I mean, shoot, I was listening to Joyce Myers, who said, you know, if you feel like you need to pray and you don't want to pray around people, then find a closet and go pray. You know, when you got to do what you got to do, the situation is don't wait. And there's no reason why you should. It's just the idea of always looking for a solution to do something that you feel like you need to do with yourself. I mean, I was in a steam room one time doing chakra chanting, you know, so always trying to find that time and that kind of stuff. And if you're not, then change something about your environment, change something with yourself to say, I need to honor myself in the process of doing those things, because it's basically screaming out for that connection.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm serious. Work more on your root chakra. Here's sacred chakra. There's also, I always tell people, for grounding, try working on your ground, on your root chakra. But there's also chakras, there's two chakras, one behind your knees, and there's also one at your feet. And this is great for grounding. And you also, when you ground yourself, you notice that you've been so much, putting so much energy into things that we don't ground ourselves, that realize that, that when we're putting this kind of energy and we are raising our vibration, that we need to look at the situation and say, okay, this is crazy. And someone says the word too, okay? That what's going on? I feel like I'm a little flighty, or I'm getting a little bit of, I'm having a lot of problems, having a lot of faith, or just feeling overwhelmed and just swamped, and it just seems like there's just everything hitting me. And it's the idea you need to sit down and do some grounding. Do work with those chakras, and then use the one I always do that works pretty good, is focusing on being an oak tree and then watching yourself being rooted into the ground and watching all those roots touch to other roots until you pretty much cover the whole planet. This is great for grounding, but it's also great for, in the process of the connections we're looking for, it seems like those connections have a tendency to be a whole lot more positive, and they always have a tendency to go our way. Okay, let me ask you a question real quick. Do you have a loved one who is away or withdrawn from you that due to a death or something like that?
Do I have someone that's passed away, my relative?
No, it's like a loved one who's actually withdrawn because of a passing or something that's...
Withdrawn because of a passing. It's really hard to explain. I mean,
right.
I mean, I know someone that I have a relative that lost their dog recently and has been pretty withdrawn. But I'm not really speaking to her much anyway because we don't have the best relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the
well,
only
sometimes.
Person that.
Well, sometimes when you get things like that, it's just what it's saying is you are a loving, caring person. Just because you don't associate with somebody because of their actions doesn't mean you can't send blessing energy to them to help them with the situation, and even the idea of the passing of an animal. I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's one of those things you just look at it and say, okay, it's just a confirmation of all the things we've been doing. A lot of times you get confirmations like that just to help you understand that we are focusing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. So, just trying to think of everything and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, when I saw it and I saw the situation and stuff, I felt like there was something, there was a key there. But like I said before, a lot of times you get those things just as a confirmation to help you understand that we're focusing on you. So the situations and a lot of the other things that you've been going through and that kind of stuff, that sometimes when you pick up someone as a passing or a death, it could also mean that there's also something coming up for you too, is your life and where you've been can be considered a death of embracing the new life that's coming to you.
Well, I hope so.
Yes, one's coming to an end, the other one's definitely coming into the whole thing as a new life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any dreams, if you have dreams like about pregnancy and those kind of things, they're just the idea of your ideals actually being the birth of those ideals.
Well, I dream about, I see children a lot, like my children, as toddlers. I don't have any children, but that's what I see a lot of.
Well, I sent us one card here. It was talking about, with Archangel Metatron, it talks about you having a bond with children.
Yes.
In particular, you can help children who are sensitive. Like working with people. Like we have a lot of people that I like to work with who have very gifted children and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love children. That
mm-hmm.
goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... But I just, like I said, I've had these visions of my own children. I know they're mine, in the visions. It's very clear. And they look like me. And so it's just interesting to see them and not have them.
Do you want children?
Yes, I do.
There's a soulmate card again. Hello from heaven. Your loved ones, heaven, are doing fine. Let go of your worries and feel their loving blessings. Every time I see that card, it's just like a beacon goes off for those people with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get the impression that the idea of children, when you look at the situation, go, yeah, we see two boys and a girl. I see three children. And when you sort of look at the situation, I don't know how that's going to happen, but you definitely see in some sense the way it would happen.
Well, it will happen eventually.
I'm just saying, that's one thing I got. I got three, and I got two boys and a girl. And very intense. So, how about you, Dean? What do you get? Five kids?
I got three, and I got another word, and I hope it's not going to horrify or anything, but the word adoption came into my head.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know that that would be all three, but I do get the word adoption.
Yeah, I get the impression that when you connect with these, it's like the ones that come. I actually have the same thing about adoption too. Where I feel like it's going to happen, but there's not just one avenue how it's going to happen. So it could definitely be adoption and having natural children. You know, and when you look at the situation and just like letting things unfold, because I've seen a lot of people who actually adopt kids that get so caught up in that child's life, you can't tell the one from the others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just who you are. That's who Lisa is.
Very true. Do you pick up that that the adopted child possibly is from a previous relationship, or is it a child we adopt after we're together?
After you're together is my impression.
Yeah, so I get it. After you're together, and it might actually be some children involved from him. So the idea of saying three kids, and maybe one is adopted, and then you have two of your own. But there also seems another one where it could be a total of five children altogether between the two of you. But what I see between you and the significant other is there would be three. That's between the two of you. And the other two would probably be, to me, that comes up as two coming in as in marriage. You married their father, not the kids.
What did you say?
I'm saying you won't marry the kids, you'll marry the father, but I'm just saying they come in, that's what came to me, where it's like they would be coming in on marriage.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. My goodness.
It's okay. It's one of those things, you know, just embrace it, live it, do what you got to do. But right now, you got so much stuff going on with you that, that's what I said before, I felt like in the process of the career and that kind of stuff, that I just feel like the idea of having a significant other, it's all associated with everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the path that you've chosen and where you're going and the process of these career changes also changes your romantic aspect of actually having someone in your life.
Yeah, I want someone, but I want the right someone. That's why it's been a long time for me, because I don't have time for the wrong person.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, when you follow your heart, you'll know who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself some time. And look at the situation.
Yep.
Well, this guy is just a jerk. Hey, man, get rid of him.
And I've already
you
done
know?
That. Yep.
So I always tell people, you check the situations and judge them individually. I mean, if you got a person that comes around in your life and he wants to marry on the first date, ask yourself how it feels first. I mean, we've seen people before who get married after meeting each other for 2 weeks and be together for 50 years. There's something about connections and that kind of stuff that some people take them seriously, and when they look at the situation, they connect fast and they move. I've seen a lady who was sitting there saying, the guy was sitting there and she goes, oh, that was kind of creepy because he did that, because you're not supposed to do that. See, that right there I was saying, okay, are you judging him because of him, or are you judging him because of what the world says he should be doing right at that moment? And you should realize that relationships are like pregnancies. They're all different. They're all different ways. Sure, you have protocol to go by, but they all have a tendency to unfold in different ways. They're all different because they're all individual bases on different individuals. Yeah. That's where relationships are, too. You know, you look at somebody, you don't look at him and say he's crazy because the world says so. You look at him and say he's crazy because he really is. Or maybe he's not. Maybe it's maybe it's the sense of humor you need in your life to actually bring that sense of humor out of you and say, okay, that's funny.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of people have a tendency to drink. It's the idea of sitting down with that person and going, I'm not ready to get married right now, but thank you very much.
Yep.
And then the person will explain to you that he's a little over anxious. And then you sit down and you actually open up and you communicate together and talk and talk. And then you realize he's not crazy. He just got some issues just like you do. And you
he's just impulsive, that's all.
I'm just saying it's the process of opening up someone else's issues. You might actually solve your own issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's
so
very true.
So that situation.
You shouldn't be thinking it's a lot of kids I might have.
Well, it's one of those things of looking at the situation of connecting with kids, because a lot of people, I've noticed a lot of parents who have so much problems with their kids because they don't really connect with their kids.
Yes, very true. That I can agree on.
Yeah, they kind of look at it, they talk at them, they don't talk to them. They're like, well, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And you can still be that assertive, but you're going to be more effective. You need to connect with that kid first and say, okay, the kid's being rebellious. Why? There's reasons. There's reasons for everything that happens. And plus, that kid's also a reflection of you. So, you know, I had my ex-fiance, I looked at her and I said, you see those three little kids? They're all extensions of who you are. And if you connect with yourself, you understand them more. Because you can also connect with them because they're you.
Yep.
The purest form. I mean, you wanted to have these kids so you'd never be alone. I guarantee you, you'll never be alone. But you need to connect with these kids and realize why they're doing it. We actually sit down with the youngest boy, right? And I said, when I lived in this one house, I actually had my own office. And I said, let's take him in the office away from everybody else so he didn't feel like he's pressured, you know? We took him to the office. We sit down. I said, okay, Ben, I want you to tell us why you're being the way you are. Why did you kick a kid in the head at school today? I said, I know there's a reason, so why don't you just tell us? I said, there's no pressure on you, man. Just tell us how you feel. And he's like a five-year-old kid. Looked at us and said, well. So, okay, here he comes, man. He's going to tell us exactly what's up. And his mother did not like what he said because he looked at his mom and said, I don't feel like you love me anymore. So he's basically doing things to get attention. And she was like, oh, what do you mean? I do all these things for you. And he goes, no, you don't. And he looked at me because at the time, that's how every time I get with somebody, their kids always call me dad because that's how I treat them. I always treat every, you know, they're my kids. So he looked at me and he said, well, dad takes me to school. He makes me breakfast. He does it for me. He takes me to the gym. He does these things. He takes me to the grocery store. When I'm bad, he beats my butt. So he said he felt like I loved him, but he didn't feel like his mom loved him. And I looked at her and I said, don't get mad. Just listen to the kid. He's telling you exactly how he feels. And by him being able to express himself, you should be able to do the same thing as well. Look at him and tell him why he's not doing anything. Because we just had this conversation a week before that where I told her, I'm taking your kids to school. I'm picking them up from school. I'm doing all this stuff. And you're still sitting in bed. Kids see these things. That day you went over to have a beer, when you went over to have a beer with your friend and Ben followed you over there. And you got mad because you said, well, I can't go to a friend's house and have a beer. At that moment, Ben needed you. And he was trying to tell you that. I don't think we would have been there. The kid would never got kicked in the head if she would have took the time to realize that he needed that attention more than that friend did. And she needed to find some time for herself in the mornings and at night when those kids didn't need anything, they were sleeping or whatever. Oh, my God. So we sit here and look at the whole thing. So that's what I'm told her. I said, you need to listen to your kids. And that's what we used to do with all of them. We sit down and talk to them and say, what's up? We got 90 seconds left in the show. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and thank you for all the people out there listening and that kind of thing. And we appreciate everybody. And with our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. He says, for all the listeners out there, if you donate $25 and you'll get a body, he's going to give you a body. What you need to do, for everybody who donates $25, you will get a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. Go to DivineBodyWash.com because he actually makes these body washes to your specifications on your needs and that kind of stuff. So it's a divinely kind of thing. So you can check it out. He We just acquired a sponsor last week, and from what I heard, this is a very he actually was on the show telling us about how this was basically divinely inspired too as well. So go check it out. Also, if you want to get a private reading with me, just give me a call at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or you can also, the situation D, what's your information? Hit it.
Okay. My email address is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. And my phone number is 207-374-5072. I can be reached just about any time. I'm willing to work with whatever your budget is. And I take PayPal.
Okay. Do we have anybody else in the queue?
Yes, we do.
All right. For all the people that are in the queue, stay right where we're set where you're at, because we'll get to you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And God bless you. And give love where love is given. So let's get back to our callers.
Okay. We have, let's try 615 again.
Try 615.
I'm holding 615. Are you there?
615, you're on the air, so wake up.
Hello. This 615 seems to have... I think they put themselves on hold, so let's try.
Every once in a while, people have a tendency to actually hit their mute button. You know, they fall asleep.
Okay, we'll try 818.
Welcome, 818.
Hello, where are you calling from?
Susan from California.
Susan from California. Yeah,
I
how you
spoke
doing,
to you. So much has happened. Oh, my. If you could read my mind.
I would. That'd be a nice book, wouldn't it?
That's a song, too, yes.
Read my mind.
Yes.
It'll take you back in time.
Let me see. Do you read?
Are you going in the chat room, Susan?
I am in the chat room.
Okay, we've been chatting, yes.
Oh, you've been chatting with me. Okay.
Yeah, she's got the chat room and she's got the switchboard and.
Oh my gosh! So much has happened. Oh my goodness! Can you
tell us all
about
it, Susan?
Can you feel my energy?
Yes.
Well, I spoke to you way back when.
You're like me.
I spoke to Oh my gosh! I forgot your name now. Oh, Journeyman.
Johnny.
You can,
Johnny.
And we had a very interesting evening one night. And do you recall that evening?
Oh, the one where we had the spirit show up and it was that.
Yes, and then
and
someone told me that someone was going to die near my son, and the next day it happened. It was
April. You should have been there. We had spirits on the show. We were sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, every time we would say something, and Susan would try to talk, we would hear this voice that would come in on the audio, and like this growling noise.
That is so cool because, like, just a minute ago, I was trying to connect to her, and I saw, like, a red box or some kind of dog, like, come into my room.
What?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was like,
we had
a call on the angels that night because we were sitting, I remember this, we had a growl and everybody stopped and they said, did anybody hear that? And we stopped it. And then Amy was on the show and her boyfriend at the time actually did a replay. We could actually hear the growling noise in the audio as it came back through. And we were just like freaking out going, okay. So I called in the angels to protect the show and then the growling started. It stopped.
It's a red box. It doesn't look scary or anything.
It's amazing that these things are happening. Well, thank goodness my son didn't have to go back to Colorado and be the witness for the other side of the boy that shot the boy because I'm so happy that didn't happen. Because can you imagine that? He was going to be on the other side. Oh, this affected him so badly. But besides that, I found out so many things, Johnny, that I didn't know I had. In other words,
your name, though.
I found out that I have visual perception. That I have ESP that I can channel, and that I have a tone for music, and I have to be very careful who I'm around. So, because people could take my energy and use it for ways to, you know, I have to be careful of that. Because I can't read people's body language. So, I have awareness now and believing in my intuition. And what came out of all of this now, I talk in rhymes. I'm hearing things, and I'm writing them down, and I'm writing a book in a fairy tale fashion. So it's quite interesting, and I found my soulmate, and he gets me, and, well, I found love.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, what happened before this happened, I saw a painting on the Facebook, and it was a picture of my daughter and myself, a painting. Can you imagine this? And my clothing, it said vulnerable on it. Even the room I was in, it was so similar. And the expression on my face with the tears, and it brought back to me that time when I felt abandonment and anxiety and fear and loss of trust, all of it. I was so scared that I was back in that place again. Have you ever felt that way by just a painting? I mean, it was the jewelry. I don't even know how this person painted this person. It was just so bizarre. So then I went on the computer, and there's a group called Tantra, and I spoke to them, and I said to them, I opened up, and I said, can a healer try to destroy your mind, and can they take love and light away from you? And the response was, no. You never experienced Tantra, and he couldn't take love and light away. He never gave you love and light, and he couldn't take it away from you. You were fooled. So it was like, wow.
Illusion, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know. All this time I thought he was an indigo child. I just couldn't get through my head. I couldn't even hear the word love and light. Any word that man said, I couldn't handle it. I was so against it. So then,
and he's
now,
not an indigo by any stretch.
What? Have you experienced?
I said that he's not an indigo by any stretch.
No. He was a vampire, a psychic vampire who gave me a drug. But see,
yeah.
Now that the truth set me free, but I was told that I needed to go through this. It's all part of my journey, and to look at it as a girlfriend of mine says, bank the positive and withdraw the negative, and look at it. You won't go through that again. And what came out of it was believing in myself. He knew I had all these things. And he hypnotized me on the phone with C-sharp and visual perception. And he got into my mind. So there you go. And
he wanted your power.
He got the power. I didn't know every time I fell asleep what was happening. But, he wanted me to believe in him. And when someone kept on telling you, detach, they really were trying to get me to be attached. So, in other words, just like my ex-husband, who was a sociopath, whatever they were saying was all the opposite. And the whole time I was with him, my ex-husband, I didn't understand half the thing he was saying. And it turned out, whoa, he was a clever one, very conniving. And when I found out this guy was a narcissist, I almost, Johnny, I just went nuts. But now that I now can trust this person in my life who gives me energy. And I explained he knows everything, and he still gets me. He still understands it, and, he accepts me for what I am. He still thinks this flower child could be made into a businesswoman. Well, we shall see about that, because I'm not a person on time. I don't even get it, and that's called quantum physics. So, that's pretty much what's happening, and people that are like me are coming towards me now. The darkness I'm noticing it faster and faster. I still fall for something. The other day I was listening to someone on the show, on one of these shows, and they said something about grounding, something under your feet. Well, I felt it going all the way up my head until I kind of couldn't move any longer. I couldn't move, and my eyes were shut. And I kind of said, oh, my God, I went back to that place again, alpha stage or whatever it was. So it could happen if you're not careful. So,
do you keep your psychic shields up?
I don't even know what that is. See, this is all new to me. I don't even know what people ask me. I tell them things, and I don't know how it comes to me. I don't get it.
I don't understand psychic shields myself. I only know I have them. And that mine are up at all times. I think if they ever come down, they come down. I don't do it, consciously do it, but they stay in place.
So in other words, things come to you, you can't make it happen, it just does. Just like my visual perception, I'll think of something in my head, the next thing I'll see it in paintings around me or drawings, and it's like, wow. I mean, as soon as I say the word, I'll see dragons in the, in the nature. And, when I walk around nature, I hear the voices. But now I'm writing them down, and they became characters in the story I'm writing. in a fairy tale fashion. I even created a girl, but I created the girl before I even saw the picture of the girl. So it's like, how can you explain this? And my friend and I are soulmates, and he gets me. We hear, you know, we pick, but yet we're clueless. Can you get that too? That sometimes you can see beyond, but I can't see what's in front of my face sometimes?
What is it they say? You can't see the forest for the trees.
Oh, that's true. I know that. But I knew, I got, that's why I got caught with those two men. I could got too close, but I know now to look around you to see how they're acting to others. And they weren't the only two. Those my that I was surrounded by the darkness. I call them darkness, the people that were like that. So.
And the situation we were talking about before was it was your son had somebody he knew who passed because of a situation that happened.
He didn't know the guy. Right. It was a stranger that came to the school. He didn't even know. He was waiting outside for a friend to come home, and he heard a, he thought it was a firecracker, and he saw someone fall. He didn't know to that guy was shot, and he was that guy was. Protecting a girl. It was so unusual, the whole situation. But the guy that shot the guy, the kids knew, saw him at a restaurant they went to. So this guy was in prison once before, and they let him out. And he, the guy was protecting the girl because the guy was going to shoot the girl because he wanted her purse and she didn't want to give it. She didn't even see in Colorado. They didn't even realize that it was real. They thought, oh, this guy's joking with the mask, and she pulls it down. Well, then she saw his face, so he freaked out. So, yeah, it was kind of, if the girl wouldn't have done it, maybe the chance, and gave her purse, the guy wouldn't have been shot. So it was just very, very odd, the occurrence.
Do you have any, in the process of the fox, okay, there seems to be a boy associated with this fox. Like the fox is your animal totem, your spirit guide.
Oh.
Your animal guide.
I didn't know I had one.
Yeah, you have many, but that's one of the ones that come up the most. But there's also a boy with it too, blonde hair. Do you have anybody that was close to you that's passed? That passed the bat, you know?
No, I didn't know my grandparents. I mean, wasn't close to them. My family, I pray, are good health right now. I mean, you know, they're here. You know, when someone says that, I get very frightened when someone says something like, is my mom okay? And when someone said that to me the other day, they said, no, you know, your mom's okay. Because what happened?
Oh, yeah. There's...
Well, there was a man that came on chat in my Facebook, and he said to me, that was the night my ex-husband's mother died, and he said, I was brought by your ex-husband, and... your family, I'm going to kill your family. I mean, he was making me, scaring me, and I was praying on the chat because I couldn't call my family. It was so late at night that, please, this can't be true. This man can't kill us or they can't hurt us. And then someone told me how to get rid of that person off my face. I don't know how he came that night, but I was threatened a few times from different people. But I understood why the other people threatened me, because it's someone else.
No, well, I'm just saying, with the fox itself, the fox is very protective, to anybody that would be considered enemy, it's like a protection. That's what animal guides are for. And the child...
going to say, fox is one of my animal totems, and I found it when I bought my first medicine cards, because I have the second set that has the extended, but fox is camouflage. It's one of those ways with fox you can make yourself invisible so that people don't even notice you're there, so that you can observe your surroundings without people knowing that you're observing, without anybody knowing who and what you're observing, so that you take in all the information.
I'm a chameleon. I'm a chameleon. In other words, I could be around somebody and they think I'm a certain way, but I'm really not. But I mean, as far as for a short time, they think I am. Like this guy, I'm a Virgo, but I guess I have Scorpion in me, or I'm charming. And so this person who's very manipulative, he knew the gifts I had. And so when he saw me at a charity event, he observed me, and he saw that people liked me. So he wanted to convince me that he was like me, to get me to be his Contessa, you know what I mean, his spiritual Contessa, if you can understand that. So, and he's not the first one. It's just these people saw something that, oh, she's charming, she can convince people, but I don't do it in a bad way, you know, and they say, oh, I don't even know I have it. It's just a born thing. So, mm-hmm. yeah, they go after these people. So
somehow
right.
it reminds me of the Lynn Andrews books, and one of her, she had encounters with somebody called Red Dog, who was always trying to steal her power, among other things.
Red Dog.
Recognizing it was in the Lynn Andrews books, Medicine Woman. It wasn't in Medicine Woman, I don't think, but he came up in, I think, maybe the second one, Flight of the Seventh Moon or something like that.
Mm.
I read her books, and I always get into them. The first book I read, I sat down and around 7 o'clock, and then I guess it wasn't. By 3 o'clock the next morning, I was ready for bed. I couldn't put the book down.
Mm.
At the time, it was my exit. It finally became mine.
Are you attracted to something? Well, my family's in the garment industry, so I was raised in the fashion industry from a child. So I've always been attracted to clothing. I was a model until I gained weight. And so I always had clothing. And when I was little, I made up a person. She was a good girl. I was a mischievous one. And I saw this film once. I didn't know. I mean, as a kid, I didn't know. I thought everyone had these things when you look at clouds or you look all over and you see pictures. And, you know, I didn't know that I talked in rhymes, and that's why people didn't understand what I was saying. And, you know, you just didn't know I was different. It had a circular mind. So, what happened was I was a happy kid until I went to school. And I went to a new school, and girls were jealous of me because the guy gave me a love letter. And from then on, I was no longer a friendly kid. I was withdrawn and kind of lived in my own world up into high school. And the person that's in my life now, he saw me when I was in middle school, and he said, oh, she's a pretty blonde girl, but she's so shy. And the strange thing was, there were two of him. In other words, two guys had the same name. And I went after I was friendly with the bad boy, the one that got in trouble in school, and I didn't even pay attention to this one. So it's just really odd how I'm now living my manifestation. Our lives have been entwined, and
mm-hmm.
it's amazing that all these things happen. And I asked him, how come he was at that event I was with that other fake guru, songwriter? He says he doesn't know why he was there that night. I guess he got an invite. He saw me. He said I couldn't understand why I was with that guy because he knew that guy
mm-hmm.
was a fake. So in other mm-hmm. words, I could not see this guy was a fake. I come from proper English family who doesn't stand up and do outrageous in public, and this guy was carrying on and causing chaos in a screening, a movie screening, and telling the producer he should have been in the movie. And whatever he did, I thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, I could see no wrong in him. No wrong. Even when I was warned by people around me, like my children. My daughter said, Mommy, he's a pedophile. My son broke his CD. So it's just amazing how a person could be hypnotized on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it's like an unsigned agreement. I wanted him to help me with my son to teach him meditation. And I gave too much information about myself. So that's a warning. Don't tell someone about yourself. They'll use it against you in the end. And he says, what do you want out of life? I told him, and he pretended to be everything I ever wanted. So there you go. A little marijuana, a little wine, a little psychic drug. You got her. So,
whoa.
Nancy fast talker.
Huh? I didn't know about the psychic drug until recently. But, yeah, I kind of thought Tantra was seeing rainbows and shooting stars and all of that. But the one thing was I was curious about, how come it lasted for 2 days? And how come I couldn't move? I didn't get that part. And he was a Reiki master. I found out the other day there is another kind of Reiki, which is called exotic Reiki, which is finding God through sex. And that's the kind he was practicing. That's not the real Reiki. That's not the Reiki that other people are going through. Yeah.
Okay.
And if someone does Tantra, if you love somebody, it's a whole different thing than what he was doing. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one situation where it's a certain position that you do where you can actually, with both of you, have a tendency to align your energies, your chakras, and everything else at one time, where you actually do become one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. It only really works if you are really I always tell people it's a good thing to do to actually prove to you that the person you're with is your twin flame or soulmate, that the connection you have. It's a very quick realization. Boom.
It was Kukulini or something like that, and afterwards I felt something strange.
Sorry.
He did every mind trick there was available, but you see, I had no awareness. He told me he studied Scientology. He studied this. He studied all of it, and I didn't even think anything of it. I was just everything, you know, Buddhism and all of it. I was doing walking meditation. I didn't even know what I was doing until my mind started bursting. And I asked somebody, I said, look, this person says this leaf is all the meaning to me. And the guy says, you're doing walking meditation. You're doing, don't you know what you're doing? No. In other words, I was being, what do they call it?
I understand.
You know what it is? Yeah, setting you up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you lose your own belief system. So that's okay. I'm past it now. I understand it now. I just pray that my daughter's wrong about him being a pedophile. I just don't want to think of him hurting little girls. I just, you know, or children. And when he was around kids, they couldn't stand him. So maybe that's for them, their safety. I do think that he was just a person that wanted to make the world the way he wanted it to be. And he thought by convincing people's minds, starting with the children, that he can make the world the way he wanted it to be. So, you know, he lived in his own world.
The Pied Piper.
He told me he was Willy Wonka. He believed in Willy Wonka. He had his clothing.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. Willy.
The Candy Man. But his
was a chocolate factory.
Huh?
He told you he was Willy Wonka?
Yeah, he felt
like it. Where was his chocolate factory?
You can imagine with the chocolate factory, his place was like a fantasy land for me. I called it a grown-up Disneyland, but I escaped from
He's
my own
Mad Hatter.
I escaped there. So. He said he would teach me.
I think he was shot a few fillings.
He said he would teach me to help my son because my son couldn't work with him. He says, I'll teach you what you need to do to help my son.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You heard of this? And I had to chant things, praying so that he would, whatever. Yeah, that's okay.
Love.
The person in my life gives me energy and doesn't take it away like this person did.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way the shingle shimmers. Hey, let me ask Dee something real quick. Dee, is there anybody else in the queue?
I think it's just us.
Just us. That's 615, who seems never to be there.
I scared everybody away again.
I doubt it. I'm still here.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I have to tell you something. You're real. And this person in my life is real. There are some people on the talk show, and he had his own talk show, too, that really uses power to hurt others and, you know, to do things with it. Yeah, he had his own talk show. I can't reveal his name because he knows too much about me. So.
Okay.
Not a problem.
His name is not Joe, is it?
No. No. Oh, is that a joke? Was that a joke?
He asked if it was a joke.
I actually forget what I said.
You said
See, this is what I do. I talk so much to someone. I could, my dad, he says I could do sex tapes because I'll talk them into something, you know? They'll forget. I was with my friend and he was driving the car and he says, look, you made me go wrong because I was listening to you. And now he's seen my other character and yet he still can handle her. I told him when he wanted to be partners with me, I don't know if you can handle, you know, if you can handle me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he can. So he still thinks I could be a businesswoman, though. And I told him he's like the professor, you know, in My Fair Lady. He's a music producer, by the way.
Professor Higgins.
Yep, the flower girl, he was trying to make her into something.
Yes, Eliza Doolittle.
That's right. And right,
you do speak proper English, unlike Eliza who had to be caught.
I know, it's like the situation going, you know something, the ideal working with people and that kind of stuff. It's just the idea of clearing out a lot of things within our own lives to actually make better connections with people. But, you know, with this situation you're talking about, hypnotic and those kind of things, it's just the idea also, another thing, too, to realize those are talents and just how to use them in your best interest. You know, people want to be in a relationship with you.
I saw all the goodness in him. I saw all the gifts in him that he could do good, that fake one, everything. I saw, you know, you could use it to help others, but he chooses to use it this way.
Mm-hmm.
To get
that's
followers.
Right, it's a choice.
That's the followers. He gets followers. Well, I was a little silly. I'll tell you. When he said he wanted friends with benefits, I said, I'm not going to sleep with you. That was in the very beginning. Any other woman would have ran far away, but I thought, no. I'm telling him he's going to be my son's teacher. Come on, I'm not going to sleep with you. Well, in the end, it happened. But, you know, he had his... See, men will tell you right up what they want. I was a foolish one to say, okay, I didn't know that's what you really wanted. So, I know now. So, there you go.
There we go. It's like
I do have a question.
Wiser.
I have a question to you. My friend, he said to me, he asked me in the beginning, do I love myself? And I didn't know what he was talking about. Do I love myself? And in the beginning, I couldn't look him in the eye. And he says, how come you can't look me in the eye? I just said, I can't. So now I can. So,
I'm just saying, with the situation at hand, that kind of stuff, do you love yourself?
I do. I do love myself. I never thought I was a victim in anything. I felt that I was I was upset that I was fooled. Because I really, truly wanted him to be what I wanted him to be.
Sorry.
Because I wanted him... I wanted him to have a TV show to save children, to help them with meditation so they wouldn't take drugs. And I really wanted the world to be this way. You know, fairyland.
Well, follow.
Bubble birth.
Yeah, just follow
bubble birth.
Do and it'll happen. It really will.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I kind of made, when I had that manifestation about, and someone told me I would see someone around the corner and they would show me the love and light, I picked the wrong person. The both guys were in the room, and, well, not the same, I didn't meet them both at the same time, but when I was in the room at that screening and that the guy that's in my life now, I was pushing him. I walked up to him, and I thought he was someone else. And I think I was reaching out for him for help, or I don't know why I was reaching out for him. And then when I called him up, because this guy made me believe I was his promoter, and I didn't even know what a promoter was. He wanted me to sell his songs to people when I couldn't sell one. Because it was all fake. And he said to me, it's nothing against you. This guy doesn't have what I want. And you don't talk business on the phone. But he said it in such a nice way that I never forgotten what he said. And the year later, I met up with him again. So, there you go. And I met his family. I met his father. I met his mother before I even knew that they were talking about him. His daughter even went to school with my son. So I guess we were entwined, and the universe said it's time to be brought together. Because in that dream I had, I couldn't see a face. Because when you have a manifestation destiny, are you inside it like it's a dream, like you're inside a movie, actually, a movie, and it already happened, but you can't see faces?
Good question.
How?
Actually, for me, when I start manifesting things, the idea of everybody's face is very clear. And actually, I'm living it, but I see it through my eyes. I'm not in it, per se. I'm experiencing it.
Okay, I experienced it. And what happened was, in it, I was going to meet a person by the beach, and having from another country and two kids and everything that I dreamt, well, I met him two blocks from the beach. So in other words, it wasn't exactly what I saw. Like when I have these visions and we're going to meet in Target or something, I see him coming out of the bathroom, me coming along the hall. Sometimes it works out the opposite, him coming out of the bathroom and me walking around the hall. So So in other words, it's like a mirror image, or it's not exactly what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's the way things come out to me. I don't know. I can't. That's, you know, it's. Is yours exactly what you see and comes out that way?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Wow. Amazing. Mine doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Wind tunnel?
So you have a control over what you see.
Yes. It also says you need to watch, what is it? Your life purpose involves helping, teaching, and healing children. So you need to trust your feelings and dreams to guide your career path. And then the ideal writing. You heal, inspire, teach, and entertain with the words you write.
Oh, really?
Okay, and then the thought about leadership. It talks about leadership. Take charge of this of the situation, which it seems like you have. And then practice. Polish your skills by practicing regularly. And then the ideal, what you're focusing on. And then the top card is basically soulmate.
Oh, really? Are you still there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Yeah, I was told the man of my life is my soulmate. But I'll be honest with you, we're not lovers yet. So he calls me a special friend, and I accept this.
A special friend.
Uh-huh.
You just want to go, that nasty.
Well, the way you say that, my yeah.
I call him my playmate because he sings
like
to me.
Mr. Rogers, isn't that special? That's actually the church lady from Saturday Night Live.
Isn't that special? The church lady.
Isn't that special?
Well, isn't that just special? Well, Donnie, would you like us to spank Satan right out of you now?
He's my playmate.
Okay, then.
It shows soulmate, shows a connection, shows a lot of wacky wishes and that kind of thing like that. But it's like just to go with the flow. And the ideal of realizing that being the aggressor is something that I always put in the it's like a classification saying, yes, it's okay. So because there's a lot of things to practice this and practice that. It's just the ideal of speaking one's mind and saying, this could be the one. You've already met the romantic partner you seek, and that's one of the things we got to look at. The situation.
It says that in all of that? Wow.
Yes.
Well, I was so scared the other day because I told him something, and he took it okay. He understood everything, and what we're talking about the other guy, he understood. He hates him. He says, I wish you never experienced that, but okay, you've come a long way. And he feels that he did inspire me for the first time in my life, and then the writing and all these things have happened, and he understood what I'm going through. So
he's
a 33.
To your angels, instead of worrying, ask for divine guidance. Talk to your angels. You have options. Consider the career possibilities that opened up to you, because there's many coming still. So all these things we said before, every time an opportunity crosses your path, it's not the ideal to say, well, I have so many options. It's the ideal of seeing if you can actually utilize all of those options, because they could all be connected.
Well, it's interesting you said that. For the first time in my life, I feel connected in oneness. And I've been writing a symbol on the computer to people of an arrow and down, and then a little line down below, and then another arrow. It's kind of, and if you press it together, it makes like a Japanese smiley face. But that's what I say is oneness. And people like it. You know, I just made it up. So I also say butterfly blessings to people and live your butterfly bliss. So when I gave him one, he kissed it and put it in his wallet.
Oh, yeah.
It was so sweet. And he cooked food for me. So, yeah, but our business hasn't started yet, and so I have to be – I'm not going to do anything as far as, you know, going to – anything sexual until the business takes off, for sure, because then I will feel more – feel safe, you know, comfortable about it and everything. And then when the time's right, it will happen. Because unfortunately, one thing about this guy, he has the A-plus personality. So he's driven. Yeah, he's driven.
He's
other
close
mistress
to a 10,
is business.
But he's only at 8. Aww.
His other business is his business. His other mistress.
Ah.
Uh-huh. But I don't want to be anyone's wife, so I'd rather be a mistress than a wife anyway.
Well, that's what you want, then you go for it.
Yeah, because, see, a wife doesn't have to do, well, has to do laundry and all the chores. A mistress, they are, you know, she doesn't have to do that. In fact, you're going to laugh at this one. They had this movie many years ago, and I fell in love with it. It was something about this English woman, and she had a husband and a lover. And the husband went to work all the time, and the lover kept her company. And then the lover invented something to do with bras, and then the lover went to work, and the husband was her lover, her companion. So I thought, hey, why can't a woman have two men in her life, or three or four? I mean, why just one? You know?
I don't think they could all handle me.
I mean, hey, you know, men have mistresses. Why can't women have mistresses, you know? Or I wrote to someone,
right.
I said, you know, they made the Stepford wife, and my husband wanted me to be a Stepford wife. Why can't I make a Stepford man? And I asked this guy in my life, can I clone you? And he laughed.
Holy mackerel, are you serious? You're cloning men now?
Why not?
Like, don't you know it's raining men?
I love that song, right? I must tell you, I put it on the computer and I went outside to see if there would be any raining men. Not one man in sight. They didn't want to come out in the rain.
They haven't learned. You got to learn to dance in the rain.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
It's so delightful that you get me. It's so nice. There's so many. I have two other soulmates that are women that understand me, and they're protected, and you know, and they're very honest and truthful, and it's really good about that, because so many women will not be truthful to you or be honest or, you know, give you the time of day. So, have you experienced that?
I find that most of my friends are men. I have, right here in my state, they're close. Three women that I'm close to, and two of them are mediums like myself. One doesn't really, you know, she's got to really develop herself to that turn or there. But I find that I can relate to men because they have something to say. I do have a friend, and I've known her since 1985. We started out as pen pals, but we are good friends. She lives in another state, and I love her dearly, but it's, her life is so much different from mine, and a letter might consist of telling me all about what the family's doing, and because I don't have family and such, but, you know, maybe Cousin Fred came to visit for the weekend, and they went to the beach, and I was like, okay, this is great, but it doesn't have that substance that I guess I crave.
Uh-huh. Well,
I love
you
Judy dearly.
Okay,
I really do.
I'm going to ask you something. Growing up, were you closer to your mother or your father?
Me?
Yes.
Well, actually, growing up, the person that I wanted to be closest to, I think, was my father. But he was the one that hurt me the most when I was growing up. I'm an only child.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much. I'm somewhere out there. I have a half sister, which I haven't found yet. But I didn't have that closeness with either parent.
Not the way
I would have liked.
Okay, but when you were growing up a little, when you were a little girl, were you mostly friends with boys than girls?
I wasn't mostly friends with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have that many friends growing up.
Uh-huh.
If you just tuned in, it's actually the Dee and Susan show, so welcome.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, did you have little girls in your life that you were friendly, or little boys in your life that you were friends with?
Almost all my friends were. I actually get in trouble in kindergarten because the teacher thought I was looking at the girls' dresses when I was actually just interacting with girls.
Uh huh.
My mom went to school and told him off too. And she's like, "Well, he always has done that, so you know, so he's not doing that and that kind of thing." So look at the situation. I had a lot of problems with school. It seems like everybody's always interpreting certain ways and that kind
of
stuff.
You did get in trouble. You also were social. You had social problems in school.
Yeah. See, I deal with went through a really bad with acne for like 3 years. So I'm picking on. I told a friend of mine, I was like, you guys didn't talk about bad acne, but I had to deal with it before all this proactive garbage that went out, which I wish did come out when those things were going on. Because I used to have guys when I was in school that I had acne on my back so freaking bad And I also had a blood disorder too that actually would turn things into boils. They would get worse before they get better.
Oh.
And people would actually walk up on me on purpose and slap me on the back.
Oh, how mean.
So, you know, the idea of dealing with pain and that kind of stuff. I had one guy, I remember this too, I just got into working out martial arts and all kind of stuff, and I'm starting to come out of it. You know, I was having a lot of things with that whole thing going on, right?
Well, it's interesting.
And then,
so you can understand it, that not being social. See, with me, I was a pretty girl, and the girls were jealous, blonde, and new girl to the school, and the most popular boy in that class gave me a love letter. Well, how was I supposed to know this? Well, I showed it to one girl, and that was a big mistake. I didn't know.
Right. Hello? I think we lost her.